Friday friends are getting psyched for Friday night. Take it away, boys. Let the football fly.
Good evening to you on a cold November night. I'm Gene Knight along with Matt Hires, and we welcome you to District 3 Stadium, historic District 3 Stadium, and a little history being made tonight as it's the 70th meeting between the Rock Hill Bearcats and the Gaffney Indians, this time in the playoffs. A lot of times, Matt, during the course of the regular season, these two teams met, and then once again they would meet in the playoffs, but here we are in the playoffs again, and I know Gaffney sometimes probably gets tired of coming to District 3 in the playoffs.
That's right, but they've been successful the last 2 years in knocking off Northwestern out of the playoffs. But you're right, Gene. These two teams hadn't liked each other since Harry Truman was president. 1950 was the first year that these two teams have met. And, Gene, anytime you traverse Highway 5 to play football, you need to have your cleats tied a little tighter and your chin straps a bit more snug, because your opponent is not going to be a gracious host, and tonight's going to be no exception. Gaffney comes to District 3 tonight with a 10-1 record, looking to duplicate what they've done the past two seasons, and that's end a team from Rock Hill's football season. The Bearcats are having none of that tonight. And having won the Football City USA Championship as well as Region 3-5A, the Bearcats are on a 7-game win streak. To make it win number 8 in a row, Logan Hicks, Alex English, and the Bearcat D will have to disrupt Gaffney's balanced offense by pressuring quarterback Andre Lindsay and clogging up the running lanes of Kelvin Kirby. On offense, Hayden Jackson will have to protect the football and prevent the Indians' turnover-thirsty defense from setting up the Gaffney offense with a short field. Expect Rock Hill and Nari Gaither to continue to pound the ball down the field, resulting in what's sure to be many explosive hits in this one.
Well, speaking of Nari Gaither, you know, Gaither is what I nicknamed him Iron Man, because he plays both sides. He's got to play on the offense and on the defensive side of things. And that's been a tough, you know, that's a tough road to hoe when you're 17 years old. But when you have that adrenaline flowing through you, I think a lot of things go good for you in that situation. Gaffney, as you discussed, this is not a Gaffney team that is, you know, is completely filled with stars. They just are a good, solid football team up, down one side of the other.
They really are, and you don't have eye-popping stats on the stat sheet. I mean, Andre Lindsay, the quarterback, he's passed for close to 1,700 yards, and then you don't have that main star running back. They kind of perform running back by committee. They got Kelvin Kirby, who's ran for 624, Ray Johnson 523, and about three or four other backs that will see a lot of action in the ball game. So no real standout stars for Gaffney. They are just a complete ball team.
And they do a good job, like you said, of taking turnovers and turning those turnovers into points, and that's how they've scored a lot of touchdowns. Rock Hill, as we said, is going to have to protect the football. Bearcats are just about ready. We're ready, but we're going to break away for one final moment. We'll be back with a kickoff right here between Rock Hill and Gaffney on the OTS Sports Network.
From Beaver Chiropractic, here's Dr. Ruben Orr.
You know, medication is a great short term to alleviate inflammation and pain, but you really need to get in there deep and correct, you know, the cause of the problem. And we can correct that, and then usually the pain goes away.
Call Dr. Ruben Orr, 366-9482.
Get energy-efficient comfort and peace-of-mind protection. The Tempstar No Hassle Replacement Limited Warranty offers unit replacement protection at no extra cost.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. Now is the time to replace your old, worn-out heating and air unit. Call 327-7100.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Mike Smith and Molly Augenstein.
Working out at the Y after having surgery was very rewarding.
A great place for healthy living, for youth development, and social responsibility.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
Well, put on your camouflage and come on out. It's a war going on here at District 3 Stadium tonight. Smoke's already on the field. Everybody's got the camo. Rock Hill in their all-black uniforms with white numerals, the black headgear with the diamond on the side, and the Gaffney Indians in their white jerseys, black breeches, and gold helmets. And, yes, we do have cowbell.
We've got plenty of that, Gene. But like you said, plenty of camo. Camo's tonight's theme down in the Rock Hill student section. Plenty of folks decked out. A great crowd on hand here, and a great crowd across the ways come up from Cherokee County.
Yeah, a lot of people here. Rock Hill Bearcats will receive. Gaffney won the toss, and they deferred to the second half. So we'll see Rock Hill's powerful offense against this Gaffney defense early on. Rock Hill last week, Nari Gaither about a shoestring away from breaking the opening kickoff for a touchdown. And I'm sure Gaffney is well aware of that. I think their kicker, Modula, will be very conscious of the fact that he doesn't want to kick it to number 26, who does go deep, along with number 15 for the Rock Hill Bearcats, Mekhi Durant.
I tell you, the energy just on both sidelines, Gene, you can see it even with the fans here. This is going to be a big one.
And we're just about set to go. Rock Hill's our receiving team already on the field. Gaffney taking their time coming out. They're kind of huddling on the far side of the field.
Now, Gaffney's riding an 8-game win streak over Rock Hill, and this is going to be the sixth playoff meeting between these two teams.
Yeah, and like I said, since I've been involved with this Rock Hill thing since 2000, Rock Hill Gaffney thing since 2000, Gaffney's won 9, Rock Hill's won 6. So, you know, overall, I know Gaffney's dominated the series, but since the turn of the century, Rock Hill's been able to hang in there pretty tough and win some big games. Last one being in 2005 when they won 31-14 at Gaffney. We're underway. Kick is going to be taken by Gaither across the 25-30, 35, and finally cracked down around the 34-yard line. They'll say he didn't get quite to the 35. It'll be first and 10 for the Rock Hill Bearcats. Good return that time, about 24 yards.
A little bit of hesitation by Gaither once he caught the ball. He was looking for a running lane to open up with the return team. But we're going to see this Rock Hill Bearcat offense come onto the field, led by Captain Hayden Jackson at quarterback, and this Gaffney D that makes great adjustments on the fly. They're fired up.
First and 10, Bearcats.
Bearcats will have two wideouts to either side. Tailback in the backfield is Thompson. Noah Thompson on the carry up to the left side, and he gets rocked immediately by one of the Little Johns, Dalen Little John, from his middle linebacker position. Came up and hit Noah Thompson immediately. Loss on the play of about a half a yard. Second down and 11 for the Rock Hill Bearcats.
The Gaffney defense was definitely thinking run. They were blitzing five men, had five guys' hands in the dirt there at the on the defensive line, and only one safety back. Let's see if Rock Hill can make some adjustments, try to exploit that.
Nari Gaither comes in the game at tailback. Twins to either side. Ball in the middle of the field. Rock Hill moving right to left across your radio dial. They'll put Wright in motion. Ralph Wright's going to take it on the speed sweep to the outside. But Gaffney does a good job of locking him up. Wright can't even get to the corner. As the Gaffney defense gets some urging on from their crowd. And actually, no gain on the play. Third down 11 for Rock Hill.
So far, what's been impressive on defense for Gaffney is their team speed, their lateral movement across the line of scrimmage, their movement by the linebackers that they've got out there. They are reading this run, and they have watched a lot of film, you could tell. They had a lot of time this week, a lot of practices, a lot of film study inside due to the bad weather on both sides.
Nari Gaither has been tying his shoe for about three plays. Finally gets it tied, ball on the far side hash, and now we've got time going off the clock or a timeout. I think Rock Hill had to call a timeout. They did. We'll take time with them. 10:31 to go in the first quarter. No score between Rock Hill and Gaffney on the OTS Sports Network.
Somebody injures somebody else due to their negligence and they're not willing to step up and make that person whole again. We're the ones that go and make that happen.
We work together to make sure that what we're doing is understanding our client. It's very difficult to be a voice for someone that you don't know.
We don't want somebody to feel alone when they're not able to provide for their family because of an injury. We want people to know that there's somebody out there that will fight for them.
We don't want you to fight your own battles. We don't want you to go it alone. We want you to call Schiller and Hamilton because we've got you back.
Schiller and Hamilton Law Firm. Don't go it alone. 803-366-0333.
Farmers Exchange makes shopping easy. Chainsaws, leaf blowers, edgers, trimmers, and weed whackers, plus garden hose and rakes, even your Christmas cactus. Give them a gift they can use. Shop Farmers Exchange, 322 South Cherry Road.
10:31 to go in the first quarter. Gene Knight along with Matt Hires, Rock Hill Bearcats, and the Gaffney Indians. No score between the two. Rock Hill had to take a timeout, I think, because Gaither could not get his shoe tied in time. And they were going to get hit with a five-yard penalty. Bearcats with a third down and 11. Ball at the Bearcat 33-yard line. Twins to the near side. Rock Hill back to throw is Hayden Jackson's pass almost picked off around the 37-yard line. And Rock Hill will have to punt it away on a fourth and 11.
Looks like Hayden Jackson was targeting Sam Cecil on that play. And these third and longs, these situations that Rock Hill gets themselves into tonight, they're going to have to be very, very careful because the Gaffney Indian defense has made their living off of turnovers and interceptions. They've got 15 on the year so far.
Colin Music to kick. Low snap. Music kind of try to kick it away. He does. It's a pooch kick. He gets clobbered back about the 12-yard line, and the ball is going to roll forward. He got the kick away amazingly. He almost got, he's going to get maybe like a net of 9 yards out of it. So it'll be first and 10 for the Gaffney Indians at the Rock Hill 44-yard line. And, Matt, we saw this last week. Rock Hill just coming out really, really flat on offense.
Yeah, and again, we could probably try to attribute some of this to the weather this week. They've had to go inside, abbreviated practices, in gyms, in tennis shoes, doing walkthroughs, which really isn't conducive to playoff games.
Lindsey tosses it back to his running back, number 6, on the far sideline. That's Kirby. Kirby going to get knocked out of bounds. He maybe got a yard on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 9 for the Gaffney Indians. Their first possession at the Bearcat 44-yard line after a very short punt by Colin Musick.
Anthony Jackson, the Duke commit, the junior defensive back on the stop there reading that play on defense for the Bearcats.
Three wide outs to the near side. Back to throw is Lindsey. He's got some time now. Going to try to get away. Now pumps it off, gets it off, but it's going to be short pass to about the 41-yard line, and the receiver was tackled immediately. Looked like Nari Gaither on the tackle that time. So it'll be 3rd down and 7 for the Gaffney Indians.
It was Nari Gaither, Rock Hill's Iron Man, coming out of his middle linebacker position. They're on the pass coverage, and it's going to set up a 3rd and 7 for Gaffney.
Lindsey, ball on the far side hash. Got Kirby in the backfield. Bearcats moving up front. Rock Hill's going to get hit with an offsides penalty. Looks like one of the Bearcats got in the neutral zone.
Looked like Lindsey was putting on a strong snap cadence there. You could see his shoulders kind of buck and his head as well as he was barking out that snap count. But he got the job done. He got the Bearcats to jump.
Fortunately for Rock Hill, Indians don't get a first down, but they're going to have wholesale substitution now. Looks like Gaffney going to go with some sort of heavy package, and they will. They'll have three backs in the backfield, and I use the term loosely when I say backs. They're like linemen. They'll hit it off to number 22, and he is going to be short of the first down. He got to the 35-yard line. That was Quez Smith there. They're all due guy for Gaffney, and he couldn't get the first down. Now Coach Jones got to go for it, 4th down and 1 yard, and they'll do it again. They'll line it right back up again. Power formation to the left. Quez Smith is a wild Indian in this formation. Bearcats darn the line of scrimmage. They'll get to Smith, but he's going to get the first down. But he got clobbered. They'll see if the forward progress will get him close to the first down. We may see it. See what the officials say.
I don't know. This is going to be a very close measurement.
Yeah, it really is.
Because Quez Smith, it looked like on the initial push, he may have got past the sticks, but a huge collision put on by one of the Bearcat defenders to push him back behind the line of scrimmage. So
that was Nick Urban coming up from his corner position. Nick Urban delivered a boat. They're going to measure it. I think they have to. Coach Jones is screaming that it is a first down, but we'll have to wait and see. Officials,
we're having our own deliberations up here in the press box. You hear a couple folks saying, yeah, it is. No, it's not. We're going to see Jerry Cordell and his crowd march on.
I think he's got it by maybe about the nose of the football. It's close, but I believe he's got it on the spot. We'll see. He got it. Nose of the football. First and 10 for the Gaffney Indians, so they convert on a very fourth down and short situation.
Good eye, Gene.
Yeah, I thought he had it. It was that left foot, right foot spot. But a great play by Rock Hill's defense again. Take away the 5-yard penalty, and Gaffney may have to punt it away or give it away. Lindsey with Kirby in the backfield again. Ball in the middle of the field. Gaffney moving left to right across your radio dial. Lindsey back to throw, sets up the screen. Got a man at the 31, 35, 25, 20, and inside the 20 down to the 17-yard line. Good screen pass to number 3, Stan Ellis. And Ellis picks up another first down for the Gaffney Indians.
Perfect play call by Coach Dan Jones to to counteract the blitz put on by Coach Bubba Pittman and the Bearcats.
Lindsay going to hand it off to Kirby. Kirby breaks the tackle at the 15 to the 10, inside the 5, and he's going to be marked right inside the 5 or right at it. Kirby on a good run over the left side behind his offensive tackle and guard, Whitman and Fitzpatrick.
A tempo offense by the Gaffney Indians. Got a Bearcat D on their toes.
Kirby still in the backfield. They'll give it to Kirby. Nope. Lindsay going to try to keep it this time, and he is clobbered. Bearcats right on top of him. Alex English, Devine Porter, and Nari Gaither that time on the tackle.
I tell you, Alex English has got outstanding football, what they call football IQ, Gene. He can read plays, and he puts himself in the best position to make tackles out of almost anybody on this Bearcat defense.
Second down and goal for the Gaffney Indians, lost in the play of about 4 yards. Ball at the 9. Back to throw. Lindsay again trying to scramble out of there. Lindsay hurls it into the end zone. Man was wide open. It's incomplete. Rockhill had it go through a couple of people's hands, but it's still incomplete. Third down and goal for the Gaffney Indians.
And the pressure was put on by Alex English, Nari Gaither, and Logan Hicks. He was last week's defensive player of the game for the Bearcats in their win over Lawrence. But again, picking up right where he left off, putting pressure on Lindsay, the quarterback of the Gaffney Indians.
7 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. No score. Gaffney Indians knocking at the door. They're at the Bearcat 9 with a third down and goal. Ball in the middle of the field. Lindsay, three wide outs to the far side. Back to throw. Going to get pressure off the edge again. Lindsay escapes the tackler, but not the second one. As Alex English wraps him up at about the 13-yard line. A loss on the play again. It'll be fourth and goal for the Gaffney Indians from the Bearcat 13.
Now we'll see. It looks like Coach Jones is going to trot out the kicker, Marcos Mosqueda, on field goals so far this year. He's 2 for 3 with a long of 37. So this is definitely within his range. Let's see if the Bearcats can maybe put some pressure on it and try to block this field goal to preserve the 0-0 tie.
Nick Irvin coming off the outside over there is very quick, and this is sort of a tough angle. I think he's on the near side hash. Mosqueda, and I believe it's Smith is the holder. Quez Smith is the holder. Here's the snap. The kick is blocked. Nick Irvin got it. The Bearcats going to pick it up at the 10, the 15, the 20, and down to the 23-yard line. Nick Irvin on the block of the extra, the field goal. And it was Buck P recovering the ball and taking it out to the Bearcat 23-yard line. So the Bearcats get the job done.
Well, besides having the best eyes in the stadium and calling that first down a couple plays ago, you're also a prophet, Gene. You called that one. Nick Irvin on the blocked field goal. That'll drop Mosqueda to 2 for 4 for field goals for the Gaffney Indians. And the Bearcats are back in business at their own 24.
Rock Hill's defense defended a very short field there. They had about a 30-40-yard field they had to defend. And Gaffney unable to come away with anything. Gaither in the game at tailback. Hayden Jackson hands it off. No, excuse me, that's Noah Thompson. Thompson still running. Thompson runs away from two tacklers across the 30 and up to the 32-yard line. A penalty on the play on the far side line, as we'll see what that's all about.
It's on the far sideline away from the play.
Yeah, it looks like Mekhi Durant and the cornerback on the Gaffney side were mixed up in something. We'll have to wait and see what the penalty is.
But on the play, great blocking by 77 Alton Johnson and big number 70 Tyreek Banks.
Wow, personal foul against Gaffney. Oh, against Rock Hill, so it's a do-over. So the play will stand. Rock Hill will have a second down and a long 2 yards, short 3. Bearcats on the near side hash. Hayden Jackson out of the shotgun, and Gaffney jumps a little bit. Number 5, Jamari Littlejohn, too anxious, and that's going to cost the Indians 5 yards and give Rock Hill a first and 10 at their own 37-yard line.
And that's an issue that's plagued both of these teams so far this year. Rock Hill has had their own issues with self-inflicted wounds and penalties. Gaffney, on the other hand, I mean, they're averaging 105 yards in penalties a game, so that's going to be a problem for both teams.
Bearcats quickly again. Toss sweep out to Thompson. Thompson gets a block, and then he gets away from the tackler. Thompson still on his feet, running around like a pinball, but after all that running, he maybe got a yard on the play. Second down and 9 for the Rock Hill Bearcats at their own 38-yard line.
Tay Sullivan, the defensive back on the far side, He had Thompson all wrapped up, but somehow Thompson was able to get away from the defender and make a little something out of nothing and pick up at least a yard.
Ball in the middle of the field. 6 minutes to go in the ball in the first quarter. Hayden Jackson back to throw, and he's going to be sacked back at about the 35-yard line, and he'll lose 2 yards. It'll be third down and 12 for the Rock Hill Bearcats.
And that was linebacker Jamari Littlejohn of the famous Gaffney Littlejohn clan. They always have about five or six of those young men on their roster, but Lamari Littlejohn just came unabated on a blitz there to take down Hayden Jackson for the sack.
Bearcats go with four wideouts, two to each side. Gaither in the backfield, a tailback, ball on the near side hash. Hayden Jackson back to throw, pressure off the edge. Got his man, Raphael Wright at the 45, 50, into Gaffney territory at the 44-yard line of the Gaffney Indians as Jackson and Littlejohn hook it up.
Raphael Wright came out of his slot receiver position, just a quick slant to the middle of the field in front of the safeties and able to pick up that first down for the Bearcats.
Rock Hill going with some tempo now. Hayden Jackson going to get tripped up. Now he gets on his feet, cocks his arm, fires downfield, incomplete at the 39-yard line, intended again for Raphael Wright. And it'll be second down and 10 for the Bearcats.
Again, on the second time in three plays, that was Jamari Littlejohn from the linebacker position coming untouched off the edge. So there's going to have to be some adjustments along this Bearcat offensive line. They're going to have to call an overblock or block out on some of these linebackers coming free give Hayden Jackson some time.
Robbie Ouch stays in the game at H-back. You'll have to chip him from over there. Bearcats go with two backs in the backfield now. Ouch. They'll hand it off to the first man through. That's Nari Gaither. Gaither loses it to 40 down to the 37-yard line of the Gaffney Indians, and that will bring up a third down and short for the Rock Hill Bearcats. They'll have about a third and three now from the Gaffney 37.
That's exactly what Coach Pittman did. Kept Robbie Ouch in, an extra blocker, and that opened up a great running lane for Gaither.
Gaither out of the backfield. They're going to go to the near sideline, almost picked off by the Gaffney Indians at about the 40-yard line. Good play by Gaffney's corner as he got all mixed up in that little screen play. Rock Hill now with a fourth down and three, and we'll see what Bearcats going to go for. Yeah, looks like they are.
Yeah, they're going to keep the offense out on the field here at the Gaffney 37. About 4 yards to go for the first down. Looks like the play's in, and Hayden Jackson's getting his guy set.
4:37 to go in the first quarter. Rock Hill nothing, Gaffney nothing. Rock Hill with a fourth down and three at the Gaffney 37. Bearcats go to Thompson. Thompson wrapped up in the backfield, tackled from behind. It was Littlejohn coming off the edge, and you heard in the press box screaming he was offsides, and a lot of the fans felt that way as well. I thought he got there a little quick too, but anyway, the referee said nope. And so it'll be first and 10 for the Gaffney Indians at their own 38-yard line.
I tell you, Jamari Littlejohn is making a living off that corner, just coming in untouched on these linebacker blitzes, these outside linebacker blitzes over on the right side. The Bearcat offense is going to have to go to the sideline and come up with some kind of remedy for that, Gene.
Gaffney will go with twins to either side, ball in the middle of the field. Lindsay going to flip it out, caught it in the 42-yard line, and the receiver on his horse across the 45 up to the 46-yard line. Nice gain on the play of at least 9 yards, second and one for the Gaffney Indians.
And when Gaffney's on offense, that's a lot. Those short passes are what you're going to see. Andre Lindsay does not have a big arm to stretch the field vertically. He's going to do these little dinks and dunks and rely on the yards after the catch to pick up big gains.
Second down and a yard. Ball at the Gaffney 47. No score between Gaffney and Rock Hill. Lindsay back to throw. Pressure off the edge. Now going to cock his arm and fire. Man, wide open down there. Bearcats go up. No good. Incomplete. And Buck P was down there, and then chasing was Anthony Jackson. But open for just a moment was Ellis on the Gaffney Indians sideline. Third down and one for Gaffney.
Tell you, Andre Lindsay, very, very lucky he didn't just get flattened by Darice McMullen, the junior defensive lineman for the Bearcats, who just bull rushed his way back there and got in his face.
Gaffney will go with four wideouts, two to either side, ball in the middle of the field. Kirby the tailback with Lindsay. Movement up front. Rock Hill's going to get caught once again, jumping off sides. As the Bearcats a little too anxious, as Lindsay claps his hands, and we'll see. It is against Rock Hill. 5-yard penalty will give Gaffney a first and 10 at the Bearcat 48. Got to hate to see that. Hate to see that, don't you?
You do. Yeah. You just... Everybody's just so keyed up for this game, even the fans in the stands. You see most of them standing up they're just raring to go for this thing, but you got to control it if you're out there, especially along that defensive line.
Kirby in the backfield with Lindsey. Lindsey back to throw, looks to the far sideline. Got a man wide open at the Bearcat 32. Catch is made, and then out of bounds goes number three, Stan Ellis. Ellis gives Gaffney a first and 10 at the Bearcat 32-yard line.
Stan Ellis, Andre Lindsey's favorite target on this Gaffney offense, leads the Gaffney receivers in yardage with 617 yards on the year. He's also got 7 touchdowns to his name.
Twins to either side, ball in the far side hash. Lindsey coming to the near sideline on a pass, and it's caught. He's loose at the 25 and dives close to the 22-yard line. The receiver that time, number 11, Littlejohn. And it'll be close to the first down. I think he's got it. Yeah. First and 10 for the Gaffney Indians at the Bearcat 22.
It is, and good coverage by Nick Irvin on that pass. He got over there, got his hands on the receiver, just kind of made him stutter step a little bit and allowed enough time to get his Bearcat defender friends over there to make the tackle.
Lindsey going to hand it to Kirby this time. Kirby going to be tackled in the backfield back at the 26-27-yard line. Rock Hill Bearcats number 91 on the tackle that time. They're Reese McMullen, and a loss on the play of about 7 yards. Second down and 17 for the Indians.
So far, Darice McMullen, the junior defensive lineman, has just absolutely whipped the man in front of him. He even took the shoe off of the Gaffney runner on that play.
2:18 to go in the first quarter. No score. This is the Indians' second possession on the night. Lindsey claps his hands, now freezes and looks to the far sideline. Going to shift his running back over. That's number 30, Johnson, who's in the play because Kirby lost his shoe. Pass the outside. Going to be caught by the Gaffney Indians. Into the end zone goes Ellis for the touchdown for the Gaffney Indians. And Anthony Jackson had the pass intercepted at the 7-yard line and just let it go through his hands.
I tell you, we're doing radio here, Gene, but that's one of those plays I would love to see instant replay on, because I just want to know what happened. It looked like Anthony Jackson had both hands wrapped around the football as he high-pointed it, but somehow the Gaffney receiver ended up with it and into the end zone.
Not sure on that one myself. Anyway, it's a touchdown for the Gaffney Indians on a third down at 17. Kicks away. It is good. Gaffney takes the lead, 7-0 with 1:55 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Drive down your monthly payments with a Family Trust auto loan. Get fast pre-approval, an exceptionally low rate, and no payments for 90 days. Visit FamilyTrust.org to get pre-approved or refinance to start saving today. Federally insured by NCUA.
Winter is on its way. Will your pool be ready? Stop by Imperial Pools and stock up on premium winterizing products and kits from BioGuard to properly close your pool and avoid any nasty surprises next spring. Visit Imperial Pools and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, also in Lake Wylie.
I'm Alton Hyatt III. As an attorney, my dad knows a lot about everything, but he's got a lot of experience in home financing, probate, and estate planning. In fact, he's been doing it longer than I've been around.
Call the Alton Hyatt Law Firm at 328-1851.
The Gaffney Indians go up on the Rock Hill Bearcats 7-0. Pass between Lindsey and Ellis. And about a 22-yarder. And how Ellis caught the ball, we don't know, because Anthony Jackson was between him and the quarterback, and it looked like it hit Jackson right in the hands. Kickoff by Gaffney, going to be taken by Nari Gaither at the 15. Coming back to the near side. Excuse me, that's Durant, Makai Durant, across the 20, 25, and up to the 27-yard line. First and 10 for the Rock Hill Bearcats.
If you're the Bearcats on offense here, you got to answer the bell, Gene. You got a little bit of momentum going on your last drive. You got it all the way down to the Gaffney 37. You've got to continue that now. But one thing the Bearcats offense is going to have to make sure, and that's they block number 5, Jamari Littlejohn, off the edge.
Noah Thompson in the backfield along with Hayden Jackson. Robbie Utes works the line of scrimmage as the H-back. Thompson trying to find his way through the line of scrimmage, and Gaffney just standing everybody up and just whipping the Bearcats at the line of scrimmage. Really no gain on the play whatsoever. It'll be second down at 10 for Rock Hill from their own 25.
Again, Jamari Littlejohn coming in untouched from the near side, well, outside linebacker slash defensive end position. He's always walking up from that linebacker position to the line of scrimmage, but he was right there to at the mesh point where Hayden Jackson was handing the ball off just to disrupt that play in the backfield for the Bearcats.
1:13 to go in the first quarter. Rock Hill trails Gaffney 7-0. This is the Bearcats' third possession of the first half. Hayden Jackson going to try to keep it to the outside. He can't find much there as he spun out of bounds around the 26-yard line. Maybe a couple of yards on the play. It'll be third down, long eight for the Rock Hill Bearcats.
And here's one of those downs that the Bearcat offense can't really afford to get into, these third and longs. Actually, it looks like he lost yardage.
Yep.
It's going to bring up third and 11. But this pass defense for Gaffney is so good and so good at intercepting the ball. You got to be very careful if you're Jackson.
Twins to either side. Ball on the near side hash. Jackson out of the shotgun, calls for it, takes the snap, back to throws, able to step up now, runs away from one tackler, going to go to the far sideline, incomplete for Sam Cecily. One hops it at about the 37-yard line, so Rock Hill will have to punt it away.
Tell you, Jackson, he was harassed back there in that backfield. He threw the ball. It looked like he threw it off of 1 foot there, trying just to muscle it all arm out there to Cecil Jackson in the far side flats. Just not enough zip on that ball to keep it up enough for Sam Cecil to make the catch.
46 seconds left in the first quarter. Colin Musick stands at his own 11-yard line. Flag on the play. Got movement up front. Flag coming from the back judge back here. And we got maybe some movement somewhere.
Well, the ball was snapped, and the Rock Hill punter was able to get the
kick away.
The kick away. But I'm sure
illegal substitution against Gaffney, so that'll cost the Indians 5 yards and give Colin Musick a little more room to work with. They'll move up across the 30 to the 31 about of the Rock Hill Bearcats.
I'm sure Musick wants a better crack at that. It looks like he just got off maybe a 20-yard punt on that last play. But he wants to get a better foot in it this time.
Yeah, probably a little gun shy after that first one. We went over, we had to pick it up and kick it out of there. And he got clobbered. Kick again. Musick gets it away. Going to take a Gaffney bounce and then a Bearcat bounce at about the 45 of the Gaffney Indians and roll to the Gaffney 38. And that's where Gaffney will have it first and 10. 30 seconds left in the first quarter as they'll stop the clock momentarily to set the chains and let Gaffney get out. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by AirTech Heating and Air. Call Benny Etter at 327-7100 for all your heating and air needs. And Family Trust Federal Credit Union, building relationships for a lifetime. Gaffney on top of Rock Hill, 7-0. Three wide outs to the far side, one to the near side. As Lindsay steps up to the line of scrimmage. Kirby in the backfield with him. Going to hand it off to Kirby. Kirby's got some room, but it shuts down quickly as Rock Hill comes to knock Kirby to the ground at about the 39-yard line. Maybe a yard on the play. Second down and 9 for the Gaffney Indians.
Charles Gilliard, the senior linebacker, he had that play read from jump. He was able to get right back there in the backfield and make a big stop. But good wrap-up and great tackle by Charles Gilliard.
That's going to be the end of the first quarter. The Gaffney Indians on top of the Rock Hill Bearcats, 7-0. We'll be back in just a moment on the OTS Sports Network.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Kristen Franks and Mike Smith.
It's good for your mind, body, and spirit.
Participating in the LiveStrong program was a very rewarding experience.
Your story begins today. The why, growing stronger together.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
Football's most exciting plays are the ones that you never see coming. And when it comes to surprising your taste buds, Coca-Cola always scores big. So before your next game, Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game changer of your own.
Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of York County.
An OTS media station.
Rock Hill Bearcats trail the Gaffney Indians 7-0. We start the second quarter. I'm Gene Knight along with Matt Hires. Glad you made us a part of your Friday night. Great Friday night for high school football. Playoffs, second round. Rock Hill and Gaffney. Indians with a second down and 9. Ball is at their own 39-yard line. Twins to either side of the field. Andre Lindsay, the quarterback, puts a man in motion back towards us. Lindsay claps for the ball. Now he's got it. Going to flip it to the outside to the running back, Kirby, at the 35. He gets away from one tackler at the 38 and then puts his head down behind his pads, drives across the 45 and up to the 48-yard line of the Gaffney Indians, and that'll be give Gaffney a third down about three.
Buck P coming up from his safety position, the ninth grader, to make the big stop and keep Gaffney from getting a first down. There's a penalty on the play, it looks like, Gene.
Yep, there's a penalty. They're huddling about the 37, and we'll see, more than likely maybe in a hold, and that's what it is. It's a hold or illegal block against the Gaffney Indians.
Again, Gaffney's fourth penalty so far on the game compared to Rock Hill's three. So as we talked about in the first quarter, penalties being an issue for both teams so far this year and so far this game.
They'll move the ball back to the 28-yard line of the Gaffney Indians. And it'll be second down, about 20. Ball on the near side hash, wide outs to either side. Rock Hill moving their offensive front backwards and forwards, sliding around. Andre Lindsay goes up to the line of scrimmage. Play clock's at 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Gets the playoff, going to hand it to Kirby. Big hole in the middle, but he didn't see it. And it just closes up quickly as Gilliard and the Bearcats shut him down shy of the 30-yard line. Give about a yard on the play. It'll be third down and 18.
And you saw a big play there as well by number 55, Ray Gordon Cunningham, the junior defensive lineman, who just pinched down and was able to get in on that tackle as well. But something interesting I'm seeing with the Bearcat defense, their defensive linemen are getting up on the line of scrimmage, but they're not putting their hand down in the dirt, Gene. They're kind of standing up, kind of shifting around, not really giving Lindsay, the quarterback for Gaffney, a clear picture of what they're going to be doing or where they're going. So causing a little bit of confusion for the Gaffney O.
Ball in the middle of the field, twins to either side. Lindsay calls for it, has got the snap. Going to look to the far sideline, waits. Now got a man out in the flat, incomplete. So he threw it way over Kirby's head at about the 27-yard line. That'll bring up a fourth down at 18, and Gaffney will have to punt it away.
I tell you, Alex English had that play read. His man that he was assigned to was that safety valve over in the far flats for Gaffney. If that receiver would have caught it for the Indians, Alex English would have lit him up. Might have knocked his helmet off.
I kind of wish Alex would have caught it and gone into the end zone.
He had opportunity to do that as well. He was really close to picking that thing off, too.
Number 7, Bullock, is set to punt for Gaffney. Kicks away. Noah Thompson waits on it. He's telling everybody to stay away from it. Takes a Gaffney bounce at about the Bearcat 35, then rolls dead at the 31. 10:23 to go in the first half. Gaffney on top of Rock Hill 7-0. Bearcats with the ball, and we'll let you know tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Schiller and Hamilton Law Firm. We've got your back, 366-0333, and Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and next to the Food Lion in Lake Wiley.
Yeah, both teams, it seems like their nerves have calmed down a little bit. Not so anxious on either side of the ball.
Bearcats go with two tight ends now. They're going to hand it off to Gaither. Gaither looking for some room. He finds it over the left side, and Gaither going to get up to the Bearcat 35. Just across the 35, 36. Got a flag at about the 33-yard line, so hold the bus on that one.
Now we're going to get the official signal, but Devin Armstrong and Tanner Galbraith over on the left side of that offensive line, great job blocking. It's going to be against Gaffney.
Horse collar by the Gaffney Indians. Will be 15-yard penalty. Move the ball out to the midfield stripe as the penalty was marked at the 35. So Rock Hill gets a first and 10 right in midfield. They trail Gaffney 7-0, 10-12 to go in the first half. Hayden Jackson, Nari Gaither to his left. Going to give it to Gaither straight up the gut. Gaither breaks off one tackle, but not the second one as Gaffney wraps him up. Gaither gets a couple of yards. He gets it down to the Gaffney 48-yard line. It'll be second down and 8 for the Bearcats.
Say about 3 or 4 Gaffney defenders. They got their shoulder pads on Gaither, but just could not take him down. Gaither continued to churn his feet and pound out a few more yards.
Bearcats going again with two tight ends. They'll give it to Gaither, but Gaffney just penetrating into the line of scrimmage knocks Rock Hill's offensive line completely off the ball. Loss on the play of 2 yards. And we got a player down back at about the 45. It's one of the Gaffney Indians, and I think it's number 5, isn't it?
Trying to get a number on him, Gene, but that does look like Jamari Littlejohn.
Yep. Little John holding his ankle. No, that's number two.
No, that's a number five. Okay. That's him.
We'll break away. 9:30 to go in the first half. Gaffney 7, Rock Hill nothing on the OTS Sports Network.
How can you beat the high cost of heating and cooling and get complete home comfort in any season? Get an energy-saving, high-efficiency TempStar home comfort system.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. Now is the time to replace your old, worn-out heating and air unit. Call 327-7100.
Hey, Rock Hill. We're James River Equipment, your local John Deere dealership. We're here, and we're dedicated to supporting you with customer service you won't find anywhere else. We have a full line of John Deere equipment, from residential to large ag, and everything in between. Plus, we offer free delivery on compact utility tractors and a 10-year warranty with yearly service. Come find us at 380 North Anderson Road, just 1 mile north of York Tech. Request a quote today at jamesriverequipment.com.
Gaffney Indians on top of the Rock Hill Bearcats, 7-0, 9:30 to go in the first half. And Jamari Littlejohn had to be helped off of the field. Looked like it was right ankle got tangled up. He is out of the game now. Hayden Jackson going to empty the backfield. Back to throw. Going to try to run it up the middle. Gets away from one tackler. Cuts it back at the 45, but he's not going to get anywhere near close to the first down. He's stopped at the 44-yard line of the Gaffney Indians, so that will bring up a fourth down and four for the Rock Hill Bearcats.
Say, with Jamari Littlejohn out of the game, you kind of got to think, but think about maybe keeping your offense out on the field, trying to get some points on the board here in the first half. But it looks like Coach Pittman's going to trot the punter out.
Well, you want to play field position, I think, at this point in the game. You want to maybe try to pin Gaffney deep and see if you can't get the ball back on a short field. Quest Smith waits for the punt at his own 15. Colin Musick gets it away. Good kick. Going to turn over about the 20-yard line, and Smith's going to catch it on the run at about the 22. But it was a fair catch call for it, so Gaffney will have it first at 10 at their own 22-yard line. They lead Rock Hill 7-0 with 8:39 to go in the first quarter.
Tell you, both sides settling down on their sides of the ball. You're seeing less and less of these offside penalties, false starts on either team. Rock Hill did a great job of bottling up Gaffney on the last possession, aided a lot by the 10-yard holding penalty. Let's see if the defense can hold serve here, Gene.
18 seconds on the play clock as Gaffney took their time getting on the field. They'll go with three wideouts to the far sideline, two to the near side. Lindsay in the backfield. Back to throw. Lindsay across the middle. Got his man at the 29-yard line. So a nice little toss and catch for about 5 yards gives Gaffney a second and five at their own 29.
Orion Moore, the linebacker, came up to make the stop on the play. Got right over into coverage as soon as he saw that play develop, put himself in position to make the tackle.
Second down, five. Three wideouts to the near sideline. Lindsay out of the shotgun, tries to get Rock Hill to jump again. Now looks over the defense, calls for the ball, going to take, hands it off to Kirby. Kirby's going to find nothing but black and white jerseys, but he escapes them right at the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard on the play, close to the 31. So it will be third down and short for the Gaffney Indians, about 4 yards.
Again, number 91, Darice McMullen. He's making his name, putting his name in the hat for the hospitality heating and air defensive player of the game so far. Just, again, overpowering the offensive lineman in front of him and getting back there to disrupt that play in the backfield.
Andre Lindsay out of the shotgun. Kirby to his left. Ball on the far side hash. Gaffney moving right to left across your radio dial. Bearcats moving a lot up front. Lindsay claps his hands again, now takes the snap. Going to be forced out of the pocket, rolls to the far sideline, throws it to the last minute, incomplete at about the 38-yard line, and that will bring up a fourth down and four, and more than likely Gaffney will have to punt it away.
And here's where that field position comes into play again, Gene. They don't call you the dean for nothing. You're 3-for-3 so far tonight on these guesses here, and even predicted the blocked field goal earlier, but that was Hakeem Jackson, the junior defensive lineman, that came forward to put on the pressure for Gaffney.
Low kick away. Noah Thompson screaming for everybody to get away from it. It's going to roll dead at about the Bearcat 37-yard line, so Rocco will have it first and 10 with 7 minutes to go in the first half. They trail 7-0, and tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Tom's Body Shop. Not the biggest, just one of the best. 324-3455. And the Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company, supporting York County sports for over 110 years. And Farmers Exchange on Cherry Road, serving Rock Hill for over 75 years. So you got to figure they were here 5 years before Rock Hill and Gaffney played 70 football games. But
that's right.
Yeah. Hayden Jackson has a shotgun, fakes it to Thompson, rolls near side, got a man wide open in the middle of the field. That's Robbie Oots. Oots with the reception up at the Bearcat 44-yard line. Nice gain on first down, gives the Bearcats a second down and four.
Tell you, Oots just had a defender just draped over his back. He was actually giving him a piggyback ride when he caught that ball. Great concentration exhibited by Robbie Oots.
Noah Thompson and the Bearcats, Rocky backfield along with Hayden Jackson. Jackson going to fake it this time, trying to run the RPO to the near sideline. He's going to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Good play that time by the Gaffney Indians. And a flag on the play, and we may have a face mask.
A face mask or a late hit. Yeah. It's right there where the tackle was made.
The officials huddling at about the 40-yard line. And we'll remind you once again, tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Beaver Chiropractic and Spinal Rehab. See Dr. Ruben Orr. He's Rock Hill's favorite pain reliever and Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax and discover the Founders Federal difference. FoundersFCU.com. Penalty against the Gaffney Indians, 15-yarder. We'll move the ball into Gaffney territory at the Indians' 45-yard line.
It looked like it was a late hit there, Gene. On one of the defenders that came up to make the hit on Hayden Jackson, but that gives the Bearcats great field position.
Nari Gaither in the game at tailback. Ball on the near side hash. Jackson sets him now, freezes, and we got a flag on the far side of the field, so we'll hold the bus here.
It looks like the Bearcats are kind of conceding and admitting some guilt there.
Procedure call against Rock Hill. That'll cost them five back to the midfield stripe. So here we go again. First down 15 for Rock Hill from midfield. They trail 7-0, 6:21 to go. In the first half. Go ahead.
If you're the Bearcat offense, not a position you want to be in, playing from behind the chains against this Gaffney defense. Let's see what Coach Pittman's got cooked up to get him out of this one.
Wright and Walker split to the far side of the field. Gaither goes in motion. They'll swing it across the middle. Going to be caught. It's Wright, right at the 40. Spins away from a tackler and then down to the Gaffney 36-yard line. He's going to be close to the first down. If they give him the 35, he may have it, but they're going to mark him a little bit short. So it'll be second down about a half yard for Rock Hill.
Tell you, Ralph Wright, he is very stocky for a wide receiver. Looks like he goes about 215, 220, and he showed all LBs in that carry.
Hayden Jackson going to kind of keep it on the zone read. Gets away from one tackler, another tackler. He's got the first down at the Gaffney 32-yard line. However, one of the offensive linemen, number 70 for Rock Hill, Tyreek Banks, lost his helmet. He'll have to come out of the game.
Well, that was just a sign of hard block, and Tyreek Banks had his man on roller skates out in front of him, but it cost him his helmet. His lid just popped off on that play.
Bearcats going hurry up now. Hayden Jackson. Excuse me, how's the shotgun? Going to hand it off Gaither. Gaither's got a crease. He's at the 25 and inside the – they'll mark him just at the 25-yard line. Thought he got into the 24, but nice gain on first down, 5 yards, second and five.
Nari Gaither just had one defender to beat there, and it looks like a safety came up and just kind of threw out a wild clothesline there and some kind of arm tackle there to take Nari Gaither down.
Movement up front by Gaffney. No flags, though. Twins to either side. Lone wide out to the near side is Sam Cecil. Out of the shotgun. They'll give it off to Gaither again. Gaither's got a crease. He's at the 20. Spins away from one tackler down to the Gaffney Indians 16-yard line, but that's another first down for Rock Hill.
And Jamari Littlejohn, the linebacker that has caused so much havoc for the Bearcats, he's back in the game off that ankle injury. And one way the Bearcats are neutralized him, running up between the tackles.
They'll give it off to Gaither. Gaither gets away from Littlejohn. He's at the 15 and inside the 15 down to the 11, they're going to say 12 or 13. No, they're going to mark him.
Mark him about the 14, Gene.
Yeah, okay.
But that's one way to neutralize somebody rushing hard off the end. That's just to run the ball up between the tackles. Keep the ball away from him and try to make some running lanes there behind the center.
Second down is 7. Ball on the far side hash. Rock Hill moving left to right across your radio dial. Here comes Ralph Wright on the speed sweep, and he slips down at the 15-yard line. He had a big gap in there and just slipped on the turf.
I'll tell you, a few plays ago, we were talking about Ralph Wright. I was trying to get get a little bit out about him before the Bearcats went tempo, but he's such a big-bodied wide receiver. Once he catches that ball over the middle, he is so tough to take down.
Hayden Jackson out of the shotgun. Bearcats freeze him now with twins to either sideline. Noah Thompson is the tailback. Jackson, movement up front, going to get Gaffney jumping off sides, and they're going to get a five-yard penalty. That'll give Rock Hill a little more breathing room there. About a third down and two or long three.
Yeah, and it's going to be offsides against Gaffney. Yep. Of course, both sides pointing at each other.
It's third down and three. Ball is at the 10-yard line. Rock Hill can get a first down between the 7 and 8-yard lines. Hayden Jackson out of the shotgun. Back to throw. Pressure off the outside, and he is clobbered that time by number 9, Daylon Littlejohn. And Jackson back down at the 17-yard line of the Gaffney Indians, and that will bring up a fourth down now, and Rock Hill going to trot out Ethan Dutton. Dutton going to attempt a field goal of about 35 yards.
Tell you, just those hot blitzes coming off the end of the defensive line for Gaffney. They have just caused the Bearcats all sorts of problems, and just when the Bearcats got something cooking, they did it again.
Here's a snap, the spot, the kick is away, it is blocked. Going to be picked up by one of the Gaffney Indians at the 40, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Gaffney Indians. And I can't pick up the number, I'm sorry.
It looks like number 20, Malik Hollis.
That's it, okay.
The junior speedster defensive back for Gaffney. If you're Rock Hill, couldn't have been a worse guy to recover that blocked field goal there. Just picked it up and scooted all the way back to the house. He was already behind and across the face and behind the kicker as soon as he got possession of the football. Took it all the way in for a score, and that's going to put Rock Hill down by 13.
Extra point attempt coming up by the Gaffney Indians. And that's just a Rock Hill gets a block. Field goal. Gaffney gets a block field goal attempt. Gaffney gets converted to points. Penalty against Gaffney. I think it's an unsportsmanlike. Looks like. So Rock Hill will have the penalty marked off on the kickoff.
Yeah, it looked like a little bit of showboating there at the end of the play, Gene.
Yep. Extra point attempt coming up. Here it is. Spot. Kick is up. It looks good. It is good. Gaffney 14. Rock Hill nothing. 2:43 to go in the first half on the OTS Sports Network.
Farmers Exchange makes shopping easy. Chainsaws, leaf blowers, edgers, trimmers, and weed whackers, plus garden hose and rakes. Even your Christmas cactus. Give them a gift they can use. Shop Farmers Exchange, 322 South Cherry Road.
Drive down your monthly payments with a Family Trust auto loan. Get fast pre-approval, an exceptionally low rate, and no payments for 90 days. Visit FamilyTrust.org to get pre-approved or refinance to start saving today. Federally insured by NCUA.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Rock Hill Bearcats trail the Gaffney Indians 14-0. Seen two blocked field goal attempts in the game tonight. One by the Rock Hill Bearcats and then one by the Gaffney Indians, which turned into points for Gaffney. And Rock Hill will get the ball in really great field position because there was an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Gaffney.
Yeah, showboating on the touchdown, Gene, and looks like Gaffney's going to have to kick from their own 25, so that is going to set the Bearcats up with pretty good field position with 2:43 left here in the first half. You got the Bearcats and the Bearcat faithful here hoping they can put some points on the board to cut into this 14-point lead.
Well, we got Nari Gaither is deep for Rock Hill. He stands at about his own 22-yard line, and Gaffney hasn't been afraid to kick it deep. You know, a lot of teams try to kick it side to side. So we'll see what Mosqueda does. The kicker for Gaffney. As Matt said, the ball will be teed up at the Gaffney 25-yard line. Mosqueda's kicks away. Going to be taken by Nari Gaither at the 27-30. Cuts it back at the 35 and going to be knocked out of bounds around the 39-yard line.
Yeah. Looks like some punches thrown or some kind of right cross thrown by one of the Gaffney Indians. They're kind of continuing what they're known for.
Rock Hill will have it first and 10 right at the 40-yard line. They trail 14-0, 2:36 to go in the first half. I'm Gene Knight along with Matt Hires. Bearcats will go with Gaither in the backfield. Hayden Jackson. Cecil split to the near sideline along with Mickey Durant. Now they'll move the ball back a little bit.
We're going to move it back to about the Rock Hill 39.
Cam Walker, the speedster on the outside. He's got one-on-one coverage out there. Hayden Jackson going to toss it back to Nari Gaither. Gaither finds nothing but white and gold jerseys right in front of him. Gets maybe a yard or so on the play. It'll be second down and 9 for Rock Hill.
Saying the only reason he got any positive yardage on that play was the blocking of Robbie Utes, the sophomore tight end out there over on the left side of the offensive line. He just kicked his man out and allowed Gaither to get a little bit of yardage.
Twins to either side now. Ball in the middle of the field. Back to throw. Hayden Jackson scrambles out of there, looks across the middle, got Ralph Wright, and Ralph drops it at the Gaffney 49-yard line. It'll be third down and 8 for the Rock Hill Bearcats with 2 minutes to go in the first half.
It seems like one route that Gaffney has trouble defending, and we saw it there, but it was a drop pass, is that slot receiver running a quick slant to the middle of the field. That's something that Gaffney has not been able to defend well tonight, so maybe Coach Pittman sees that as well.
Movement off the outside edge again. Gaffney a little bit too anxious, going to be called for offsides. So that'll give Rock Hill a little better shot at a third down play now as it goes from third and 8 to third and about 3.
The 8th penalty so far on the Gaffney Indians this game. 2:03 left on the clock, so playbook wide open for the Bearcats.
Twins to either side. Hayden Jackson sets him, now freezes, looks to the sideline, gets the play. Switches Gaither over to his left. Going to come down the line on an option. Hayden Jackson trying to get cut back in, and nothing's there, and he is wrapped up immediately. Loss on the play of a couple of yards.
Again, you hear multiple whistles.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit of piling on. Looks like Gaffney's going to take a timeout with hopes of preserving some clock.
We'll take time with them. 1:51 to go in the first half. It's the Indians 14. The Bearcats nothing on the OTS Sports Network.
You're in your car, waiting at a light, and suddenly you hear...
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Kristen Franks with her daughter Morgan.
It has so much to offer for everybody.
I love all the programs that you can do at the Y.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
You're in your car, waiting at a light, and suddenly you hear... You've been rear-ended, and what you do about it in the next few hours and days could affect your future health forever. See Dr. Ruben Orr at Rock Hill's favorite pain reliever, Beaver Chiropractic and Spinal Rehab, India Hook Road.
In football, the most exciting plays are the ones that no one sees coming. And when it comes to refreshment off the field, trying an ice-cold Coca-Cola always scores big. Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game-changer of your own.
Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Colin Musick in punt formation for the Rock Hill Bearcats. Stands at his own 30-yard line. Quest Smith deep at his 30. Kicks away. Musick's with a good kick. Smith's going to field it at about the 22. Gets away from one tackler, but not the second four as they just pile him up at about the 26-yard line and slam him to the ground. 1:40 to go in the first half. The Gaffney Indians on top of Rock Hill 14-0. And Matt, you got to be concerned here because Gaffney won the toss deferred to the second half, so they will get the ball to start in the second half. And you don't want to go down, I don't think, to this team 21-0.
Absolutely not, Gene. And if you're the Bearcats, you've got two timeouts left. Maybe stop the Indians a couple times here. Maybe the Indians are going to try to play it conservative, but it certainly doesn't look like it. It looks like they're coming out with four wide, Gene.
Yep, ball on the far side hash. They'll snap it back to Lindsey. Lindsey's going to cock his arm, fire the near sideline, incomplete around the 40-yard line. That'll bring up second down and 10, but not much time goes off the clock, man. Don't have to use the timeout there.
Right, it's going to stop the clock at 1:34. The Bearcats don't have to burn one of those two precious timeouts. So you get two rushing plays here for less than 10 yards total. You call two timeouts, you're back in business if you're the Bearcats with some kind of shred of hope at putting some points on the board here before the end of the first half.
Lindsey out of the shotgun, ball on the far side hash. Kirby in the backfield with him. Takes the snap, hands it off. Nope, that's Johnson. Johnson on the carry. And he's going to get close to the 30-yard line, but really not much more past that. We'll see if Rock Hill will use one of those timeouts.
Clock's still running. Logan Hicks in on the tackle, pinching down from his defensive tackle position. Coming down to stop the clock, and Gaffney's just going to be content to milk this clock.
You got those timeouts. Understand why you don't take them. Third down. A long eight. Out of the shotgun, Lindsey back to throw. Going to look across the middle. Got a man out there. Going to be incomplete at about the 50-yard line. And that will bring up fourth down. And once again, Gaffney will have to punt it away with 53 seconds left in the first half. The Indians on top, 14-0.
Maybe Coach Pittman's strategy will come back to help the Bearcats here. He didn't take a timeout on the running play that the Bearcats stopped short. But it's going to bring up a fourth and eight now. Punting. The Gaffney Indians are going to punt to the Bearcats, so they'll get the ball with pretty decent field position.
Walker in the game to receive the punt. Backs away from it. It's going to take a Bearcat bounce back across the 40 up to the 42-yard line. So Rock Hill will have it first and 10 as they stop the clock with 42 seconds to go in the first half. Gaffney Indians on top of Rock Hill 14-0. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Alton Hyatt Law Firm of Rock Hill, counsel with a person you know and trust, along with James River Equipment, your local hometown John Deere dealer, Anderson Road in Rock Hill, along with Hospitality Heating and Air Conditioning of Rock Hill, the most comfortable call you can make, and your Upper Palmetto YMCA with 14 convenient locations in York, Chester, and Lancaster counties. Empty backfield for Hayden Jackson. Steps back in the pocket, scrambles out of there now. Now cocks his arm, fires downfield. Got a man on the far sideline, out of bounds at the Gaffney 46-yard line. That'll be a first down for Rock Hill.
Yeah, excellent job and excellent concentration by Hayden Jackson, getting outside of the pocket and finding his receiver right down the sidelines. He was able to haul in the grab and get out of bounds to stop the clock.
35 seconds to go in the first half. Gaffney on top 14-0. Rock Hill trying to get something going here at the end of the first half. Three wide outs to the near side. Back to throw Jackson. Pressure off the outside. Going to be sacked back at about the 47-yard line. And I think you got to use a timeout here, Coach, and he does. 28 seconds to go in the first half. Rock Hill trails Gaffney 14-0 on the OTS Sports Network.
I'm Alton Hyatt III. When it comes to residential and land purchases here in Rock Hill, my dad's a pretty smart guy. He's also very good at preparing wills, home equity, and estate planning.
Call the Alton Hyatt Law Firm at 328-1851.
Founders Federal Credit Union is rewarding loyal members again this year. On December 1st, select Founders members could receive a loyalty bonus. Visit RelaxLoyaltyPays.com to estimate what your payout could be on December 1st and view more information on program qualifications and restrictions. Be sure to log into Founders Online on December 1st to see if you have received a loyalty bonus. Not a member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Rock Hill Bearcats trail the Gaffney Indians 14-0 towards the end of the first half.
Well, we want to remind everyone to be sure to stay tuned for highlights and scores from tonight's statewide playoff games with Chuck Roberts. And it's all coming up later on the Hospitality Heating and Air Halftime Report in about 28.6 seconds. Game time.
Second down, 17. Hayden Jackson out of the shotgun, empty backfield. Wideouts to either side. Jackson just going to keep it straight up the middle. Gets away from one tackler. He's at the 45 and down to the Gaffney 43-yard line. 22 seconds, and once again, Rock Hill calls another timeout, and we'll take time with him. Gaffney 14, Rock Hill nothing. 22 seconds to go in the first half on the OTS Sports Network.
Winter's on its way.
Will your pool be ready? Stop by Imperial Pools and stock up on premium winterizing products and kits from BioGuard to properly close your pool and avoid any nasty surprises next spring. Visit Imperial Pools and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, also in Lake Wylie.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
From Beaver Chiropractic, here's Dr. Ruben Orr.
You know, medication is a great short term to alleviate inflammation and pain, but you really need to get in there deep and correct, you know, the cause of the problem. You know, we can correct that, and then usually the pain goes away.
Call Dr. Ruben Orr, 366-9482.
Welcome back to historic District 3 Stadium. 22 seconds left in the first half. The Gaffney Indians on top of the Rock Hill Bearcats. Gaffney with a short drive after a poor punt by Rock Hill and then a blocked field goal attempt. The Indians return for a touchdown, and that's been the scoring. Three wideouts to the far side of the field, two to the near side. Hayden Jackson sends a man in motion. Nari Gaither back to us. Back to throw. Jackson, pressure off the outside. He's going to get away from it. Nope. Yes, he does. Jackson gets away from two tacklers and finally gets tackled at about the Bearcat 46-yard line. Now, he lost about 13 yards, but he could have lost a lot more. And all of a sudden, Gaffney, I believe, is going to call a timeout or the ball's, I was going to say, is out of stop on the ball being out of bounds. Official on the far sideline had something going on there. He's talking to the referee. 4 seconds to go. Go ahead.
Yeah, it looks like Gaffney did take a timeout.
We'll take time with him. 4 seconds to go in the first half. The Indians 14. Bearcats nothing on the OTS Sports Network.
Get energy-efficient comfort and peace-of-mind protection. The Tempstar No Hassle Replacement Limited Warranty offers unit replacement protection at no extra cost.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. Now is the time to replace your old, worn-out heating and air unit. Call 327-7100.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Mike Smith and Molly Augenstein.
Working out at the Y after having surgery was very rewarding.
A great place for healthy living, for youth development, and social responsibility.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
Farmers Exchange makes shopping easy. Chainsaws, leaf blowers, edgers, trimmers, and weed whackers, plus garden hoes and rakes, even your Christmas cactus. Give them a gift they can use. Shop Farmers Exchange, 322 South Cherry Road.
Welcome back to District 3 Stadium. 8 seconds are on the clock. The referee put a few more seconds back on the clock there.
It looked like Coach Jones for Gaffney was out there lobbying for those extra 4 seconds. And in this game, this close a game, this playoff game, it could be an eternity.
Colin Musick has already had one punt pretty much partially blocked tonight. On to punt again. He stands at his own 32. Flag. And the umpire talking to the long snapper for Rock Hill. Apparently says he moved the ball. I think that's what he was telling him. He turned the ball over. Procedure call or something against Rock Hill.
Yeah, and it's going to be another penalty against Rock Hill. That's going to be their fifth of the first half compared to eight for the Gaffney Indians. But at this point in the game here with 8 seconds left in the first half, that's going to be pretty inconsequential.
Looks like Gaffney's going to bring the house. They want to try to block. They're going to play it real safe. Little John coming hard off the edge. Music with us. Shank punt. Goes straight up in the air, then takes a Gaffney bounce at the Bearcat 40 and then rolls dead, and that's the end of the first half. Wait a minute. Let's see. Referee's got to say it's the end.
The Bearcats are all running off the field.
Right.
Looked like the hang time on the punt, there was a net of negative 6 yards on the punt. The officials are huddled up at about the 35-yard line, which is where the ball was blown dead. But the clock expired. Maybe eight full seconds ran off the clock during that play.
I think Coach Jones is not going to – he's going to plead his case, but I don't think he's going to win. He's getting everybody back off the field.
And there's no Bearcats left on the field.
Yep. Officials are still huddling. I don't want to get away from this. If they all of a sudden say there's a second or so left on the clock and referee is indicating that they're going to give Gaffney a play.
They're bringing the Bearcats back out of the locker room. All of them are...
Yep, here we go.
All of them are completely off the field, down in the field house here at District 3 Stadium. And if you're Coach Jones, well, if you're the referees, I don't know if you're going to have to give them time to get back set or get back on defense, but Gaffney's going to have the ball at their own 40.
Yeah, I think Rock Hill's going to have to come back out and get set up on defense for one snap.
Well, they can't be lackadaisical about this because this is exactly the opportunity where Gaffney can come out there, catch Rock Hill off guard, catch them being lackadaisical, and put another 7 points on the board real quick in one untimed down.
After all this drama, Chuck Roberts is coming up at halftime. He'll have all the scores from across the state of South Carolina, all the playoff scores from each classification. So be sure to tune in as he'll update you on what's going on. And it looks like Gaffney's going to get one play. So Rock Hill had a timeout, and I think maybe Coach Pittman decided to use the timeout.
I think so. They're going to put, the officials are going to put 1 second even left on the game clock. And yes, Coach Pittman was going to use that final timeout, it looks like, to at least get his troops kind of out of the locker room and back on, back thinking about the game and kind of situate this defense for this one second down.
Yeah.
Might as well be an untimed down from their 40.
The official on the far sideline apparently is the clock keeper, and he's done a great job tonight. I mean, he's brought up a couple of times where this past time where he actually added 4 more seconds back on. So we'll see here. Rock Hill's defense going to come back out. That's Rock Hill's offense.
Kind of odd. Don't know.
Why is Rock Hill's offense coming off?
I don't know, but Gaffney's putting out their defense as well. And
boy, this is a lot of confusion. Rock Hill's just going to come out and run one time down.
Or maybe there was a penalty on the play.
Had to be. Had to be something on that side.
A penalty. Yeah, it was a penalty on the play on Gaffney. So Rock Hill's going to retain possession. It looks like it's going to be a first down for Rock Hill on the 40. So Rock Hill's going to have possession of the ball with 1 second left, Gene, with 60 yards between them and a touchdown.
Right. And they're just going to put Nari Gaither deep at about the 27. Hayden Jackson will take a snap. And that's the end of the first half. After all of that, Rock Hill trails the Gaffney Indians 14-0. We're going to send you to halftime, and everybody kind of clear their throats, and we'll be back with the second half shortly right here on the OTS Sports Network. Welcome back to District 3 Stadium. Gene Knight along with Matt Hires, Rock Hill Bearcats, and the Gaffney Indians. The Indians on top of Rock Hill 14-0. Both teams back out on the field warming up now, getting ready for the second half, and Matt, it was a wild first half. I mean, that's just all we've got to say about it.
I tell you, we saw a little bit of everything that first half. We saw 2 blocked field goals. One of them returned for a touchdown for Gaffney. A lot of good defense on both sides of the ball. A lot of good penetration by linebackers and defensive linemen. And I'm all set for this second half. It looks like Rock Hill has come out really fired up and ready to go. Very motivated coming out of the locker room.
Well, the one thing about it, too, on the touchdown that was a touchdown pass, Anthony Jackson for Rock Hill, the cornerback, is a Duke commit. It looked like it went right through his hands. I mean, he was just, like, visibly upset, and he didn't intercept the ball, and it was caught by the receiver, and then he just scampered into the end zone. It's just sort of been some bizarre scoring plays here, I think. But for those two plays, we have a really even football game. But, you know, as great coaches say, most games boil down to about 7 or 8, 9 plays when you take them all the way down. And the team that makes those plays is the team that usually wins. And in the first half, Gaffney has made those plays, and they get the ball to start the second half.
They have. But you look back at last week, Rock Hill's win over Lawrence. The first half was so bizarre as well. You had 2 safeties, you know, bobbled snaps. A little bit of everything happened in that first half. But Coach Pittman was able to go into the locker room, make adjustments, and the Bearcats came out and shut Lawrence out in the second half. Let's see if they can do the same here against Gaffney.
Bearcats set to kick off. They're in their all-black uniforms tonight with white numerals. Gaffney in the white jerseys, gold numbers. black breeches and the gold headgear as we're set to go. As Colin Musick is set to kick it off. Tate, one of the deep men, along with number 19, McDowell. Kick going to be taken by, it's going to go into the end zone, touchback, as the confusion by the Gaffney kick returners gives Gaffney a first and 10 at the 20-yard line, and that's somewhat of a good sign for Rock Hill there.
Pretty big break for the Bearcat defense, because normally, well, on the other kickoffs here in the first half, and especially on punts as well, we've seen good returns by the Gaffney return men. And this one, just to pin Gaffney down back at their 20, is a success for the Bearcats.
Indians will have the ball in the middle of the field, moving right to left across the radio dial. Two wideouts to the far side of the field. H-back in the game now, as Lindsay will hand it off to Kirby. Kirby goes into the pile, and he's going to be wrapped up pretty quickly. Maybe a gain of three on the play. Second down and seven for the Gaffney Indians.
Hey, a big scrum. All 22 players on the field were around the ball carrier on that play. A pickup for Gaffney of 3 yards. Good job by that defensive line of clogging up all the running lanes there for the Bearcats.
Lindsay, the quarterback. Kirby, the tailback. Number six, ball still in the middle of the field. Two wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. H-back in there trying to block away. Kirby trying to find some room. Does on the right sideline, but doesn't get away from number six, Nick Irvin, on the far sideline. Nick tackles him at about the 26-yard line. So it'll be third down and four for the Gaffney Indians.
You can see Nick Irvin at the beginning of that play. He just jumped the play from the beginning. That's something that he saw on video. He was able to read that play as soon as it started and put himself in the right position to make the tackle there.
Penalty against the Indians. It's holding against Gaffney. And the spot of the foul is around the 26, so they should move the ball back around the 16. And that will be a second down.
Penalties continue to be a problem. Continue to be a problem for the Indians.
14, sorry. So, second 14, 11-11 to go. In the third quarter, Gaffney on top of Rock Hill, 14-0. This is Gaffney's first possession of the second half. Pass to the outside, incomplete at about the 20-yard line. Good coverage again by Rock Hill. And that'll bring up a third down and 14 now for the Indians.
Yeah, it looked like Jeffrey Patterson, the junior linebacker for the Bearcats, out there in coverage. He was able to read that play as well and get in position there to break up the pass.
Twin wideouts to either side now as Lindsay has Kirby in the backfield with him. Ball in the middle of the field. Lindsay claps for it. Going to roll it to the far sideline. Got a man in the middle of the field. Wide open catch is made at about the 37, across the 40 and up to the 45-yard line. On the reception that time, number 10 for the Gaffney Indians is Reggie Harris, and it's a first and 10 for the Indians.
Gaffney just caught the Bearcat defense there in a relaxed zone coverage. The wide receiver just went from his out position, just a slant route right across the middle of the field behind
Gaffney
the linebackers.
Gaffney goes with a hurry-up, handoff to Kirby over the right side. Kirby can't get much going there as Rock Hill ties him up. And Gaffney just not having a whole lot of success running the football on Rock Hill at the moment. Second down and 10 for the Indians.
Now they're going to take their time a little bit, looks like.
No gain on the play. Second and 10.
Looks like Lindsay's going to look to the sideline to get the play in now.
Two wideouts to the near side, two to the far side. Ball on the far side hash. Lindsay takes the snap, looks downfield. He's got all day. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, goes to the far sideline, rolls, and it's thrown. And is it caught? Yeah, it is completed around the 48-yard line of the Gaffney Indians, but that will bring up a third down now and about seven.
Okay, the receiver on that play just blown up by number 23, Nick Irvin. The same man that blocked the field goal earlier on in the game, and he leads the Bearcats in interceptions. So Nick Irvin, the leader of this defensive backfield for the Bearcats.
Third down and long now for the Gaffney Indians. Ball at the Indians 48. Lindsay out of the shotgun, three wideouts to the near side. Bearcats moving all around on the defensive line. Lindsay back to throw. Pressure coming on the outside. He's going to throw it down the field. Man out there, and it's incomplete. Nice play by Irvin once again at about the 10-yard line as he got his hand in there and knocked it away.
Awesome play by Nick Urban, just step for step with the Gaffney wide receiver. Actually, the Gaffney wide receiver maybe had him by a step, but good adjustment at the end of the play by Nick Urban to get his hand in there and knock the ball away and bring up a punting situation for the Gaffney Indians.
Once again, Nick Urban with a really big defensive play. Rock Hill's offense needs to respond now as they've held Gaffney on their first possession. Artavius Anthony, the deep man, waiting Bullock's punt. Anthony stands at his own 23-yard line. Bullock at his own 33. Kicks away. Low one. Returnable, but aren't Anthony going to call for the fair catch? Drops a football and then gets back on it at about the 26-yard line. Artavius Anthony had to go through his arms and then able to cover it up immediately, but Rock Hill gets it first to 10 at their own 26, trailing 14 to nothing.
Say a good recovery by Anthony there. It took a collective gasp of everybody on the Rock Hill, in the Rock Hill stands. All the Bearcat faithful here very nervous when they saw that ball hit the turf. But great job by Anthony to cover it back up and maintain possession for the Bearcats.
Nari Gaither in the backfield along with Hayden Jackson. Gaither, the north-south selection. Wideouts to either side. Antonio Barber in the game. He's got single coverage to the near sideline. Back to throw. Hayden Jackson on the screen pass. Incomplete. Looking for Barber. And Barber just dropped it about the 25. So it'll be second down and 10 for the Rock Hill Bearcats.
Coach Pittman putting in that screen pass there. Trying to take advantage of the Gaffney blitz. Trying to get a receiver right there behind the defensive line and try to connect to Jackson on something.
Barber split to the far side once again. Got single coverage. They'll hand it off to Nyree Gaither. Gaither into the pile. Going to drive it forward a couple of yards. It'll be third down and 8 for the Rock Hill Bearcats.
Toward the end of the first half, these were plays, these running plays between the tackles that the Bearcats were having success with. Nyree Gaither just waiting a little bit, showing a little bit of patience and getting up in that hole. Coach Pittman hoping they can duplicate that success here in the second half.
Two tight ends for the Rock Hill Bearcats. Again, Jackson going to hand it off to Nari Gaither. Gaither with nothing but white and gold jerseys staring him dead in the eye. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide on that one. And so they'll drop him back at about the 20 original line of scrimmage, 26-27-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 9 for Rock Hill, and they'll have to punt it away.
The Indians' defense on that play, Gene, brought 8 people on a run blitz, clogging up all running lanes, and Nari Gaither really had nowhere to go there. You had 5 guys up front for Rock Hill trying to block 8, and that math doesn't work out.
Smith stands at his own 45. Colin Musick at his own 12. Kicks away. Good one. It's a high one, but it's not going to go very far as it turns over and takes a Bearcat bounce at midfield and rolls dead at about the Gaffney 48-yard line. The Indians will have it first and 10 there with a short field once again. Rock Hill just not able to flip the field here on Gaffney.
Yeah, great job by the Bearcat defense on the first possession by Gaffney, forcing the punt there. That's the stop that Rock Hill needed. Just on offense, they just could not get anything cooking. Looks like Gaffney may have made some adjustments at halftime as well to try to combat that Bearcat O.
8 minutes to go in the fourth, excuse me, in the third quarter. Gaffney on top 14 to nothing. Out of the shotgun, Lindsay with Kirby in the backfield. Ball on the far side hash. Lindsay going to try to snap it quickly, and we got flags all over the place. I think maybe Gaffney was moving a little too soon.
Well, they had more than one guy moving at a time, I think, there, Gene.
Something like that. It's concentrating on the backfield, and that's exactly what it's going to be. A procedure call, 5 yards against Gaffney. Move the ball back to the Indian 43-yard line. And we'll tell you tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by AirTech Heating and Air. Call Benny Etter at 327-7100 for all your heating and air needs, as well as Family Trust Federal Credit Union, building relationships for a lifetime. 3 wide outs to the near side. Ball on the far side hash. Lindsay gets a little pressure, gets the ball off and across the middle. Going to be caught at the Bearcat 48-yard line. But the receiver paid a price as he got clobbered. A nice gain on the play. It'll bring up a second down and 5 for the Gaffney Indians.
Yeah, that was Reggie Harris, the same guy that caught the third and long pass last possession for Gaffney. Just skied and high-pointed the ball. He's the second leading receiver for the Indians.
Lindsay claps for it. Does not get the ball. Now they freeze, look to the far sideline. Kirby, the tailback, in the backfield with him. Lindsay runs up. Shouts instructions to his line. Now hands it off to Kirby. Kirby jitterbugs into the line of scrimmage, squirts away on the far sideline, and he is knocked down at the Bearcat 42-yard line. But I think he's got a first and 10 for the Gaffney Indians. Gain of 5 on the play.
Yeah, it looks like he did just get just past the marker, Gene. Again, we've called this young man's name several times tonight, but Darice McMullen was back in the backfield and just actually ran past the play, a little bit of over pursuit on his part. But he was back there trying to wreak havoc in the Indians' backfield, as he has all night.
6:54 to go in the third quarter. Gaffney on top 14-0. The Indians driving in Bearcat territory at the 42. Back to throw. Lindsay. Pass to the outside. Caught at the 38 of the Bearcats. And then across the 35 down to the Bearcat 34-yard line. Goes the wide receiver on the play. I think it was number three on the play. It was Ellis.
Stan Ellis. Yeah.
Second down and 2. Gain of 8 on the play. Lindsay out of the shotgun. Fumbles the snap. Back to throw still. Goes it across. No, now he's got it, man, wide open at the 15, and it's dropped. It was once again, it was Ellis, as Lindsay all over the place got flagged down at the 31-yard line. More than likely got an eligible receiver downfield for Gaffney, and so that's going to cost the Indians.
Looks like it. Nick Irvin, he even knows the hand signal for it, running off the field, tapping the top of his helmet, saying illegal man downfield. And that looks exactly like what the call is going
to
be.
Yeah, referees come to the near sideline and explain it to Coach Pittman, I think. Because it'll be it's a second down play.
It was a second and 3.
Yep. And so with the penalty, that should move it back closer to the 45. Ineligible downfield. Penalty marked from the 30. No, they're going to take the play? Yeah, they're going to take. Bearcats are going to take the play.
Oh, that's going to bring up a third down for Gaffney.
Yeah, third down and 3. At the Bearcat 35. Lindsay freezes him now. Rock Hill moves again along that defensive line. They're just jumping all over the place. As Matt said earlier, they're just not getting their hands in the dirt. Ball's loose. Bearcats trying to grab it. Lindsay's going to cover it back at about the 46-yard line of the Rock Hill Bearcats. So a big loss on the play as Rock Hill was able to blitz through there. I think it was Nari Gaither, wasn't it?
Looks like it. Number 26. He just knifed through there from his middle linebacker position. Right at the mesh point, causing Andre Lindsay, the quarterback for Gaffney, to put the ball on the turf. Yeah, you had Nari Gaither back there bear crawling on his hands and knees, trying to get possession there for the Bearcats. But Lindsay, he had mind enough to know just to fall on top of the ball and maintain possession for the Indians.
Tavius Anthony deep again. Bullock, Bearcats bringing the pressure. Bullock's going to get off a great kick. Anthony's going to fair catch it at about the 14-yard line, and he's juggling it again. But it'll be Rock Hill ball, first and 10 at the Bearcat 14-yard line. They trail 14-0, 5:28 to go in the third quarter.
Again, that punt just hit off of Anthony's pads there, jostled a little bit in his hands, and again, you just heard a huge gasp come up from this Bearcat faithful here in attendance tonight. Again, good crowd on hand for this second-round matchup between the Bearcats and the Gaffney Indians, and a good crowd across the way from Cherokee County as well.
Rock Hill goes again with two tight ends. They'll hand it off to Noah Thompson. Thompson into the pile, and he gets stood up immediately at the line of scrimmage. Nothing cooking there. Maybe a half yard on the play. Second down and 9 for the Rock Hill Bearcats. We'll let you know tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Schiller and Hamilton Firm, Law Firm. They've got your back at 366-0333.
Again, the Gaffney defense reading run all the way, putting four men along the line of scrimmage and cheating up four linebackers.
Handed off Noah Thompson. Thompson coming to the outside. He's got a little bit of room, but he's going to be cracked down around the 19-yard line. So give Thompson credit for getting behind his pads and gaining some positive yardage close to the 19. That'll bring up a third down and 5 for the Rock Hill Bearcats.
Say number 81, the sophomore Robbie Oots, just out there in front of the play, hand fighting and trying to take on two defenders of the Gaffney Indians. He's only in 10th grade. He's going to be really special here for the Bearcats, Gene.
Twins to either side now. Rock Hill spreads them out. Ball on the near side hash. Gaither in the backfield along with Jackson. Jackson back to throw across the middle. Got a man out there. Ralph Wright, and he can't come up with it at about the 40-yard line. Thrown a little bit behind him, but he had his hands on it. That'll bring up fourth down and five for the Rock Hill Bearcats. And once again, Colin Musick will be called on to punt it away.
I tell you, that pass was right on the money by Hayden Jackson. It hit Ralph Wright right in the hands, right in the numbers, and the ball fell harmlessly to the turf for the Gaffney Indians, but missed opportunity by Ralph Wright there.
Musick stands at his own 5-yard line. Quez Smith, the return man, at the Bearcat 45. Kick is away. It's a low one. Smith's going to try to return it at the 47. Comes near sideline, picks up one block, gets away from a tackler at 30, 25, 20, 15, and falls down at the 15-yard line. Smith very close to taking it into the end zone for the Gaffney Indians.
Tell you, there was a lot of open field and a lot of big hits on that play. Big blocks put on by the Gaffney Indians. Some huge collisions.
Got a flag down at about the 18-yard line, so hold the bus here. Is going to go back against Gaffney, more than likely. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Imperial Pool and Spas on Anderson Road, Rock Hill, next to Food Line and Lake Wiley, as well as Tom's Body Shop. Not the biggest, just one of the best. 324-3455. And the Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company, supporting York County sports for over 110 years.
Blindside block.
I haven't seen that called all year long against Gaffney, so that's a personal foul, 15 yards. They'll move the ball back.
Tell you, and that's
where, depends on where the spot of the foul is. Yeah, Coach Pittman arguing that.
Tell you, that's a big break for the Bearcats, because Gaffney had the ball in the red zone already, getting ready to start that drive. But this is going to push the ball back to the 33-yard line of the Bearcats.
So Gaffney will have a first and 10, ball on the near side hash, three wide outs to the far side, one to the near side. Kirby, the tailback, with Lindsey in the backfield. Lindsey claps, gets the ball. Nope, that's Johnson in the backfield. Pass across the middle, going to be caught by Ellis. Ellis gets down to the Bearcat 21-yard line.
Ellis on a quick slant route there. He caught that ball down around his shoelaces. So great flexibility and dexterity shown there by Ellis, picking that low pass up for the Indians.
3:47 left in the third quarter. Gaffney knocking at the red zone door. They lead Rock Hill 14-0. Twins to either side. Andre Lindsey out of the shotgun, ball in the middle of the field. Hands it off Johnson. Johnson goes into the pile, and he is wrapped up immediately. Rock Hill just stacks him up. After about a yard gain, it'll be second down and 9 for the Gaffney Indians.
Jeffrey Patterson, the junior linebacker, coming in from his outside linebacker position to make that tackle for just a short gain.
Same formation for the Indians. Twin wideouts to either side. Johnson in the backfield to the left of Andre Lindsey, the quarterback. Going to hand it off Johnson again. Hops into the line of scrimmage. Takes two hops, maybe a couple of yards, and then he's knocked down again at about the Bearcat 18-yard line. And that will bring up third down and long for the Gaffney Indians to get a first down at the Bearcat 11.
And that was Hakeem Jackson just coming on an E.T. blitz, the in before the tackle there, to make the stop on that play.
Ball in the middle of the field, third down for the Gaffney Indians. You got to figure this is at least four down territory. They'll flop Johnson over. Lindsey looking across the middle, throws it to a ghost of Bearcats. It's caught by the Gaffney Indians and finally dragged down just inside the 1-yard line. Is a wide receiver for Gaffney. Is it Ellis?
I think.
No, it's Harris, number 10.
Tell you, credit Lindsey for throwing into double coverage there. Yeah. There were two Bearcats right there that had just a good a chance of catching that ball as the receiver for Gaffney. Just the wrong man came up for the ball with the ball.
So they'll say he got into the end zone. I thought he was down just inside the one, but
it looked like he slid from about the two.
Yeah. It's a snap on the extra point. The kick is up. It is good. Gaffney 21, Rock Hill nothing. 2:22 to go in the third quarter on the OTS Sports Network.
In football, the most exciting plays are the ones that no one sees coming. And when it comes to refreshment off the field, trying an ice-cold Coca-Cola always scores big.
Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game changer of your own.
Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
Founders Federal Credit Union is rewarding loyal members again this year. On December 1st, select Founders members could receive a loyalty bonus. Visit RelaxLoyaltyPays.com to estimate what your payout could be on December 1st and view more information on program qualifications and restrictions. Be sure to log into Founders Online on December 1st to see if you have received a loyalty bonus. Not a member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, unbelievable to me how the Gaffney receiver got in the end zone. I thought he was down inside the one-yard line, but the official said, no, it was a touchdown. And so Gaffney puts 21 points, puts another touchdown on the board here in the third quarter, 2:22 to go in the third. The Indians on top, 21 to nothing. And you got to say, look, you know, field position has been a huge factor here in the second half, and Gaffney has been winning that battle. Kickoff going to be taken at the 9. Artavius Anthony across the 10, looking for a block, gets it at the 15. He's loose at the 20, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. One man to beat, and he's run out of bounds on the far sideline of the Gaffney Indians. And they're going to mark him at the 45 of the Gaffney Indians. So first and 10 for the Rock Hill Bearcats. Great return by Artavius Anthony.
Again, a few crushing blocks on that play before we called where the ball was going to be spotted. I was kind of scanning the field looking for any blocks in the backs, any penalty, any laundry on the field here. But it's going to be the Bearcats ball on the Gaffney 45. So they're going to set up shop on the other side of the 50 here, Gene.
Antonio Barber split to the far side of the field. Twins to the near side. Bearcats with an H-back in the game. Going to give it off to Nari Gaither. Gaither into the line of scrimmage, and Gaffney is just shutting him down over that left side. They are doing a great job of clobbering him after he gets into the line of scrimmage. Gain of only a couple on the play. Second down at 8 for the Bearcats.
Yeah, they're going to spot forward progress for Nari Gaither. It looks like he's going to pick up close to 3 yards here. So it's going to bring up a 2nd and 7. And you could tell that that return breathed new life into this Bearcat team and the Bearcat crowd here.
Gaither in the backfield along with Jackson. Ball on the far side hash. They'll give it off to number 11, Barber. And he runs into a host of Gaffney Indians at about the Bearcat 48 and cannot escape them. Loss on the play. Back to the Bearcat 48. And that will bring up a 3rd down now and about 12.
I tell you, the Gaffney defense had that red from the beginning. They've seen that play on film. They were expecting it as soon as Barber cut back across the field, across the formation. You saw all of the Indians, all the defenders just switch positions and just go the opposite way, and they read that play all the way from the beginning.
1 minute to go in the third quarter, 21 to nothing. Bearcats hand it off to Gaither again. He can't get anything. Gaffney's number 4, Tay Sullivan, grabs him in the backfield and stops Gaither before he could get anything going. 4th down now for the Rock Hill Bearcats, about 14, and got to punt it away here once again for Rock Hill.
Yeah, and you can hear some folks kind of upset about that call, but it was a draw play with Gaither, your best player, trying to run the ball and trying to catch Gaffney off guard there and trying to pick up some kind of yardage. But here the Bearcats are going to punt right back to the Indians after 3 plays, after an excellent return.
Quez Smith stands at his own 20-yard line. Low snap for Colin Musick. He gets it out of there. Good kick this time. It's a low one. Smith's going to catch it on the run at the 20, the 25. Ball's up in the air. Bearcats got it. The Bearcats recover it at the 29-yard line. On the recovery that time, number 58 or 56.
56, Ray Gordon Cunningham, the sophomore defensive lineman. Down there hustling and in coverage, grabbing the ball out of midair once it was popped up after the big hit. The Bearcats have the ball back, Gene. 30 yards away from the end zone and getting some points on the board here.
You got to figure Rock Hill's got to find a way to do a quick strike. They got to spread them out a bit, and they do. 4 wideouts to either side. Hayden Jackson with Nari Gaither in the backfield. Gaffney running off the edge, now back it away. Bearcats freeze them. 4 seconds on the play clock, and Rock Hill's going to have to call timeout with 7 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gaffney 21, Rock Hill nothing on the OTS Sports Network.
I'm Alton Hyatt III. When it comes to residential and land purchases here in Rock Hill, my dad's a pretty smart guy. He's also very good at preparing wills, home equity, and estate planning.
Call the Alton Hyatt Law Firm at 328-1851.
Winter's on its way. Will your pool be ready? Stop by Imperial Pools and stock up on premium winterizing products and kits from BioGuard to properly close your pool and avoid any nasty surprises next spring. Visit Imperial Pools and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, also in Lake Wylie.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
Welcome back to Historic District 3 Stadium. Gaffney Indians on top of Rock Hill, 21-0. 7 seconds left in the third quarter. Bearcats with a turnover. Have the ball first and 10 at the Gaffney 30-yard line. Bearcats will go with tight ends. Now they're going to give it off to Gaither into the middle of the pile. Nothing cooking there. The Gaffney Indians stop him up right at the line of scrimmage, and that's the end of the third quarter. It's Gaffney 21, Rock Hill nothing. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter of this football game on the OTS Sports Network. Stay tuned.
From Beaver Chiropractic, here's Dr. Ruben Orr.
You know, medication is a great short term to alleviate inflammation and pain, but you really need to get in there deep and correct, you know, the cause of the problem. And we can correct that, and then usually the pain goes away.
Call Dr. Ruben Orr, 366-9482.
Get energy-efficient comfort and peace-of-mind protection. The Tempstar No Hassle Replacement Limited Warranty offers unit replacement protection at no extra cost.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. Now is the time to replace your old, worn-out heating and air unit. Call 327-7100.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Mike Smith and Molly Augenstein.
Working out at the Y after having surgery was very rewarding.
A great place for healthy living, for youth development, and social responsibility.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
Rock Hill Bearcats have a second down and 11. From the Gaffney 31-yard line, they trail 21-0. We start the fourth quarter. Been kind of a bizarre game here tonight. Some unusual plays and touchdown plays for the Gaffney Indians.
Miraculous catches by the Gaffney Indians.
I'm serious.
The two plays on offense where Gaffney scored, you know, we're still kind of scratching our heads as to whether or how they caught the ball or even if they did catch the ball.
Yeah. It's almost like playing at the old reservation with all those ghosts there. Wideouts to either side, going to go deep. And Barber's wide open, and Hayden Jackson just threw the ball where he couldn't get to it because Barber was wide open. He had his man beat by 3 steps. Jackson just with a poor throw.
Well, that tells Coach Pittman one thing, that Barber can beat the guy covering him because he scorched that guy just running a go route down the near sideline there. Just Hayden Jackson gave him a little bit too much credit for his speed and overthrew him.
Third down 11 now. Gaffney showing they're coming. Jackson going to hand it off to the inside, trying to get to Nari Gaither. Gaither's got nothing but Gaffney Indians in front of him. Ball is moved, lost on the play back to the 35, and that'll bring up fourth down now for the Rock Hill Bearcats, and you got to figure you got to go for it down 21-0.
And that's exactly what's going to happen. The offense is staying out on the field. But Nari Gaither, whoever the ball carrier is, I mean, just the lateral defense, the lateral speed of this Gaffney defense giving them fits.
Four wideouts to end the game, two to either side, ball on the near side hash. Gaither is the tailback. Hayden Jackson watching the blitz coming off the corner, movement up front. We'll have to wait and see. And linesman throwing the flag, so more than likely going to get procedure against Rock Hill or offsides against Gaffney. We'll have to wait and see. Offsides against the Gaffney Indians, so that'll give Rock Hill essentially back the 5 yards that Gaither lost on the previous play and make it fourth down about 9.
I tell you, if that call would have went the other way against Rock Hill, you might have had to think about putting the punter out there if you're Coach Pittman to try to pin Gaffney very deep.
You got single coverage again on the near sideline with Antonio Barber, 3 wideouts to the far side, ball on the near side hash. Jackson going for Barber across the middle. High pass, incomplete. And it will be Gaffney's ball first and 10 at the Bearcat 29-yard line.
Looked like Barber just got held up just a little bit at the line of scrimmage there. Wasn't quite able to complete his route there and get there on time for Jackson's pass. But that's going to give the ball back to the Gaffney Indians, and they are in complete control of this game. Up 21 with 10:59 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
Looks like, okay, Nick Urban's got his shoe tied. A lot of problems with shoe tying tonight.
They might want to switch to Velcro, Gene.
Ball on the near side hash. Lindsey will have Kirby in the backfield with him. Three wide out split to the far side of the field. One to the near side. Rock Hill shifting up front again. They'll toss it out to Kirby. Kirby being chased. He's not going to get anywhere. Flags coming in from the umpire. And, I mean, a lick was delivered on the far side over there. I think it was Nick Urban once again. I mean, he just came flying up there. And Nari Gaither was back there with him.
Yeah, and the Gaffney Indian, he's still laid out over there on the far sideline.
That's Kirby. That's the tailback, starting tailback.
Looks like all training staffs are coming out, Gene.
Yeah. I mean, I think they hit. Oh, it's the referee. The referee is on the ground over there, so we'll have to take a break. 10:50 to go in the ball game. Gaffney 21, Rock Hill nothing on the OTS Sports Network.
Farmers Exchange makes shopping easy. Chainsaws, leaf blowers, edgers, trimmers, and weed whackers, plus garden hose and rakes, even your Christmas cactus. Give them a gift they can use. Shop Farmers Exchange, 322 South Cherry Road.
Somebody injures somebody else due to their negligence and they're not willing to step up and make that person whole again. We're the ones that go and make that happen.
We work together to make sure that what we're doing is understanding our client. It's very difficult to be a voice for someone that you don't know.
We don't want somebody to feel alone when they're not able to provide for their family because of an injury. We want people to know that there's somebody out there that will fight for them.
We don't want you to fight your own battles. We don't want you to go it alone. We want you to call Schiller and Hamilton because we've got your back.
Schiller and Hamilton Law Firm. Don't go it alone. 803-366-0333.
Drive down your monthly payments with a Family Trust auto loan. Get fast pre-approval, an exceptionally low rate, and no payments for 90 days. Visit FamilyTrust.org to get pre-approved or refinance to start saving today. Federally insured by NCUA.
Winter's on its way. Will your pool be ready? Stop by Imperial Pools and stock up on premium winterizing products and kits from BioGuard to properly close your pool and avoid any nasty surprises next spring. Visit Imperial Pools and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, also in Lake Wylie.
I'm Alton Hyatt III. As an attorney, my dad knows a lot about everything, but he's got a lot of experience in home financing, probate, and estate planning. In fact, he's been doing it longer than I've been around.
Call the Alton Hyatt Law Firm at 328-1851.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Kristen Franks and Mike Smith.
It's good for your mind, body, and spirit.
Participating in the LiveStrong program was a very rewarding experience.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
Football's most exciting plays are the ones that you never see coming. And when it comes to surprising your taste buds, Coca-Cola always scores big. So before your next game, Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game changer of your own.
Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
Welcome back to Historic District 3 Stadium. Pretty solemn moment. The official on the far side, side judge on the far side, was injured on a play, and they were having to bring out a stretcher to get him off the field. It's pretty serious there, Matt.
Yeah, and there's so many people crowded around, we really can't get quite a synopsis on what happened over there or any kind of prognosis that might have happened to this official. It just looked like he was laid out, and you saw white on the ground. I thought maybe at first it was one of the Gaffney Indians because the ball carrier, Kelvin Kirby, took a huge lick there from Nick Urban at the end of that play, but it was the referee that somehow got or the linesman that was over there got caught up in the fray.
Apparently, I guess maybe the lick from Irwin to Kirby careened into him on the sideline. So he was like, Kirby hit him almost at full run. And like we said, they are getting the the stretcher out there to take him off the field. He apparently is in some, they're having to lift him very gingerly.
And the good news is he isn't on a backboard or any kind of apparatus like that. So probably it's something in one of his lower extremities, one of his legs, somebody got rolled into it, or a knee issue.
Yeah.
But he's not able to get back up.
The other thing, there's a flag on the play, so we'll have to see here.
Well, it was first and 10. Gaffney had the football. Kelvin Kirby was tackled by or pushed out of bounds back after a six-yard loss. So to bring up second and 16 for Gaffney, if this penalty is on Gaffney, maybe a hold, you might want to decline it if you're Coach Pittman, because Gaffney's already in a second and 16, and you want to take the loss of down there so you can get the ball back as fast as possible.
Right. You're taking a very long time of getting him onto this stretcher. I'm trying to look through my binoculars and if I can see exactly what it is. And I, you know, the other side of this coin is are you going to have to move one of the officials to a side judge position over there? And where do you lose somebody in the officiating crew?
I know that's going to be that's going to be a great question to see where this extra official is going to come from to substitute as a second line judge, because I don't think you can just go with one on a near side. You're going to need somebody on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Right. Unless the referee is going to move over on that side or closer to that side.
That might be the protocol that they're going to use here. We're going to try to get a read on that as well.
They still have not lifted him off the ground. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. We'll go back and we'll bring it back in just a few moments. 10:50 to go in the ballgame. Gaffney 21, Rock Hill nothing in the OTS Sports Network.
How can you beat the high cost of heating and cooling and get complete home comfort in any season? Get an energy-saving, high-efficiency TempStar home comfort system.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. Now is the time to replace your old, worn-out heating and air unit. Call 327-7100.
Hey, Rock Hill. We're James River Equipment, your local John Deere dealership. We're here, and we're dedicated to supporting you with customer service you won't find anywhere else. We have a full line of John Deere equipment, from residential to large ag and everything in between. Plus, we offer free delivery on compact utility tractors and a 10-year warranty with yearly service. Come find us at 380 North Anderson Road, just 1 mile north of York Tech. Request a quote today at jamesriverequipment.com.
Farmers Exchange makes shopping easy. Chainsaws, leaf blowers, edgers, trimmers, and weed whackers, plus garden hose and rakes, even your Christmas cactus. Give them a gift they can use. Shop Farmers Exchange, 322 South Cherry Road.
Drive down your monthly payments with a Family Trust auto loan. Get fast pre-approval, an exceptionally low rate, and no payments for 90 days. Visit FamilyTrust.org to get pre-approved or refinance to start saving today. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Alton Hyatt III. When it comes to residential and land purchases here in Rock Hill, my dad's a pretty smart guy. He's also very good at preparing wills, home equity, and estate planning.
Call the Alton Hyatt Law Firm at 328-1851.
Winter is on its way. Will your pool be ready? Stop by Imperial Pools and stock up on premium winterizing products and kits from BioGuard to properly close your pool and avoid any nasty surprises next spring. Visit Imperial Pools and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, also in Lake Wylie.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Historic District 3 Stadium. Gene Knight along with Matt Hyers, and they have been able to get the official onto the gurney now to get him off of the field. Apparently, it was a very intense injury there as they're taking their time, making sure they get him completely wrapped up. But we were talking with the South Carolina High School League official that's here in the booth, and he said more than likely they'll take the back judge and move him towards that sideline where he'll kind of fill in over there.
Yeah, so they will have two linesmen. They'll just be down one back judge.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. You're going to have two people along that line of scrimmage on either side, the near side and the far side. Looks like they
Well, you've got to have somebody over there to work the chains. That's what concerned me, was who was going to, you know, be in control, because you got the chain crew over there.
Okay, and looks like they have hoisted him up onto the stretcher. The stretcher is up in mobile position.
Yep.
So it won't be long before we're getting back underway, as soon as they can get him kind of wheeled off the field here, but still surrounded by the other officials, several of the chains crew, medical staff from each school.
And EMS from Piedmont Medical as well. 10:50 to go in the ball game as Rock Hill trails Gaffney 21-0. Both teams having to kind of keep muscles going here. We come back at Gaffney. We'll have to sort out a penalty here. We believe it'll be called against Gaffney, and what Coach Pittman and his staff will want to do.
Tell you, I think if you're Coach Pittman, you're going to want to go ahead and take the play. It was a 6-yard loss for Gaffney. This penalty, it would still keep still give Gaffney a first down. If you do decline the penalty, though, it'll be 2nd and 16 for Gaffney instead of a 1st and 20.
And the referee gives a big thumbs up as he goes by on the far side of the field by the Gaffney cheerleaders and fans over there, as they'll take him out. Apparently, like I said, they just wanted to be real careful with whatever happened over there. The only thing we can kind of figure, like we've talked about, is that the running back, Kirby, was knocked into the official. An official, you know, of course, facing, and he's not expecting somebody to come barreling at him because he's not ready to make a tackle. Gets knocked down and apparently pretty severely injured.
And it looks like his left leg's wrapped up pretty tightly, Gene. Looks like it was a lower leg, a lower extremity injury. And it looks like we're going to get ready to get this ball game back underway.
So the penalty will move the ball back to the Gaffney 23-yard line. They did decline it. Okay. Yeah. Loss on the play. It was a holding call against Gaffney. And so that is declined, and it'll bring up second down and about 17. The Gaffney Indians need to get to their own 39. Twins to either side now. Johnson in the backfield. Well, check that. It is Kirby. Kirby back in the game. Lindsay, the quarterback. Ball on the far side. Hash, he'll put Kirby in motion, set up a screen right in the middle of the field. They got a man, and he's going to get across the 35-yard line. Yeah, and we got whistles. And
you look
is
like
there a penalty
look,
on
looks
the far
like a flag
side?
On the yeah, far side
yeah, that's
as
what
well,
I was
Gene.
To see. They may have had illegal
flag on the play.
Folks downfield, because that ball was really not thrown, I don't think, exactly behind the line of scrimmage.
No, it was thrown over the line of scrimmage. It's going to be against, well,
that's what
I know
is.
He's marching it way back now.
Penalty against Gaffney. Moves the ball back to the 20-yard line. And that'll bring up a third down and about 19.
It's money down.
Lindsay, the quarterback. Kirby still in at tailback.
Well, it was a loss of down. Now it's third down, Gene.
That's what it was, a dead ball foul. Anyway, back to throw is Lindsay. Looking to the far sideline. Now going to be flushed out of there. Lindsay's got some real estate. He cuts it back at the 29, makes a couple of people miss, and it gets across the 30 to the 32. Not enough for the first down, so it'll be fourth down now, about seven.
All right, well,
Gaffney will have to punt it away.
Great defensive stand here by the Bearcats defense. That's exactly what they're going to need the rest of the game from here on out. They cannot give up any more first downs to Gaffney. Rock Hill's going to get the ball back, and they're going to have to punch it in for a score pretty quick, because this clock's ticking down, and it's not only clicking down on the game, it's on their season as well.
Artavius Anthony stands at about his own 39-yard line. Bullock set to punt it away. Low kick. Anthony's going to watch it bounce in front of him, and it doesn't go a whole bunch of yardage, but goes out of bounds around the 39-yard line. 9:34 to go in the ball game. Gaffney on top, 21-0 over the Rock Hill Bearcats, and Rock Hill just not able to really generate much offense here in the second half.
No, they're not. But, folks, don't forget that coming up from 10 p.m. to midnight on all of your OTS sports stations, you'll hear Chuck Roberts with the End Zone. You'll get a recap of all of tonight's playoff games with highlights, commentary, and interviews with the coaches. And if you miss a show, listen for an encore presentation tomorrow morning from 6 to 8 a.m. on News Talk 101.
Noah Thompson in the game at tailback. Hayden Jackson back to throw. Pressure off the edge. Jackson going to be sacked at about the 35-yard line. Loss on the play of a few yards, and it will be second down about 14.
Like Jackson was keeping his vision downfield, looking for an open receiver. He just ducked under the grasp of the first defender that was coming at him after his torso there and stepped forward. So he got a little bit of real estate back, only for a minimal loss here on the play. It's going to bring up second and 14 for the Bearcats.
9 minutes to go in the ball game. Rock Hill trails 21-0. Hand off to number 26, Nyree Gaither. Gaither just able to get back close to the original line of scrimmage, and a flag comes in late.
Looks like it's going to be a late hit on the Indians. Is all initial signs are pointing to that, just Gaffney doing Gaffney things.
Spot of the foul will be about the 26-yard line, so a 15-yard penalty. Excuse me, 36-yard line will move it. Up close to the first down yardage, which is about the 49.
Say, if this score holds up, Gene, and Gaffney ends up moving on to the third round of the playoffs, if they're even going to consider going further in the playoffs, they need to clean this penalty mess up. That's their 14th penalty of the game, and their fourth for 15 yards.
Twins to either side. Jackson back to throw to the near sideline. Incomplete for Nyree Gaither. Just overthrew him at about the 47. So Rock Hill has a second down to 10 now at the Gaffney 49.
Tell you, just trying to get Nyree Gaither out into open space. Just a quick throw out in the flats from Gaither coming in out of the backfield there. Rock Hill trying to get something going. Actually, on that same play last week against Lawrence, ended up being a 69-yard touchdown for the Bearcats. So Coach Pittman was hoping for some of that same kind of magic here tonight.
Ball on the far side hash. Jackson going to keep it this time on the zone read, trying to find some room over the left side. Can't find anything but white gold jerseys as Gaffney has just bottled up Rock Hill's offense completely here tonight. Third down and 10 for the Bearcats from the Gaffney 49-yard line.
The Gaffney defense is just running a read and run all the way. I mean, you got to think if you're Coach Pittman about scoring fast and getting the ball downfield very quickly. Maybe a deep pass to Antonio Barber, trying to utilize him in this offense.
Five wideouts now, three to the far side of the field, two to the near side. Hayden Jackson in the backfield all by himself, stands at his own 45. Jackson going to try to keep it on a quarterback keeper, flips it to the near sideline, incomplete.
Hayden forced out of the pocket.
At the last second, and it'll be fourth down now and 9 yards to go for the Rock Hill Bearcats from the Gaffney 49.
Hayden Jackson just back there running for his life, and it looks like Coach Pittman's going to concede to punt here with 7:53 left in the game, and you kind of got to. You don't want to set Gaffney up in good field position right at midfield if you don't get the first down.
Colin Musick on to punt. Gaffney not going to send anybody deep. They're going to concede that. Musick gets off a good punt. It's a line drive. Bearcats could have a chance to down it in Gaffney territory deep. They watch it roll dead to about the 7 or 8 yard line. And that's where the Gaffney Indians will have it first and 10. And it's tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Farmers Exchange on Cherry Road, serving Rock Hill over 75 years, and Beaver Chiropractic and Spinal Rehab. See Dr. Ruben Orr, he's Rock Hill's favorite pain reliever, and the Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax and discover the Founders difference at foundersfcu.com.
Yeah, the Gaffney offense coming back out here on the field at what you can only expect to be three runs here in a row if they don't get the first down. You think Coach Dan Jones of the Indians and Gaffney are just going to try to milk this clock for all it's worth here and run out the game clock.
Out of the shotgun, Andre Lindsay. Kirby in the backfield. Going to fake it to Kirby. Goes to the outside. Pass is caught at about the 11-yard line. So a pickup 3 yards on the play. Second down and 7 for the Gaffney Indians.
I tell you, a dangerous one-step drop pass by Lindsay, the quarterback of the Gaffney Indians. Really didn't expect him to pass the ball on that down, Gene, because the incomplete would have stopped the clock.
16 seconds on the play clock. Gaffney, like you said, just going to kind of milk it down. 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Gaffney on top, 21-0 over Rock Hill. Lindsay back to throw. Sets his feet. Got a man out of the backfield. That's Kirby. Kirby trying to get away from a tackler at the 10 across the 11 up to the 15-yard line before he's run out of bounds. Be close to the first down, but about 3 yards shy, so it'll be 3rd and 3 for the Gaffney Indians.
Hey, Kelvin Kirby, I don't know if you saw that or not, Gene, kind of sidestepped and took extra special care not to get anywhere near this linesman here on the near side. You know, he's got to feel kind of terrible about what happened with the other linesman earlier in this quarter there, getting carted off on the stretcher, but took extra special care. And now Gaffney's going to make wholesale changes. Looks like they're bringing in their jumbo package.
Yep. They're going to bring Smith in, number 22, wild Indian formation, and snap, and we got flags and whistles. The official going to say timeout Gaffney, so we'll take timeout with them. 6:51 to go in the ballgame. Gaffney 21, Rock Hill nothing on the OTS Sports Network.
Somebody injures somebody else due to their negligence and they're not willing to step up and make that person whole again. We're the ones that go and make that happen.
We work together to make sure that what we're doing is understanding our client. It's very difficult to be a voice for someone that you don't know.
We don't want somebody to feel alone when they're not able to provide for their family because of an injury. We want people to know that there's somebody out there that will fight for them.
We don't want you to fight your own battles. We don't want you to go it alone. We want you to call Schiller and Hamilton because we've got you back.
Schiller and Hamilton Law Firm. Don't go it alone. 803-366-0333.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Kristen Franks and Mike Smith.
It's good for your mind, body, and spirit.
Participating in the LiveStrong program was a very rewarding experience.
Your story begins today. The why, growing stronger together.
Rock Hill Bearcats trail the Gaffney Indians 21-0 here. 6:51 to go in the ballgame. And Matt, you had a very astute thought about all three teams in Region 3 tonight almost getting shut out.
I tell you, that intro song they just brought us into was Jump On It. And I tell you what, these other teams have jumped all over all the teams from Region 3 5A here in the playoffs tonight, including here. We were kind of worried at one time tonight, around halftime, if any teams from Region 3 5A were going to score any points tonight. You've got, again, Northwestern at TL Hanover and Anderson and Nation Ford. They're over at the U at Dorman. And you'll have to tune in to the end zone with Chuck Roberts to hear how those games are turning out. But things aren't looking too good for the home teams here tonight.
Gaffney gets in there. Wild Indian package with Smith as the running back. Smith going to try to keep it in the middle, and he's going to be stopped shy, I think, of the first down. He had to get close to the 17, and they're going to mark him just shy. I believe he's going to be about a half yard shy of the first.
Yeah, Jalen Shannon, the senior defensive lineman on the tackle, sticking his nose in there, just went across the face of the offensive lineman trying to block him there. Great tackle.
And they are short, so Bullock will have to come out and punt once again. 6:22 to go in the ballgame. Rock Hill trails Gaffney 21-0. Bearcats would like to get some points on the board. Artavius Anthony stands at the Gaffney 48-yard line and awaits Bullock's punt. Here's a snap. Kicks away. It's a low one. Anthony going to fair catch it at about the 45, and I mean, he makes it interesting. I know Coach Pittman gets a few gray hairs every time he's back there because, I mean, he just caught that one and slid down.
It was like a baseball slide, running to the ball there, but he was able to haul it in and at least keep possession for the Bearcats. Now they're going to get the ball at the 46, 5:59 to go. Down 21 points, you've got to strike quick, and you've got to think about throwing the ball deep to Antonio Barber and stretching this field vertically if you're the Bearcats.
Rock Hill will go with their spread formation. Twins to either side. Nari Gaither in the backfield. Ralph Wright in motion to the far side. They'll give it off to Gaither. Gaither's got some room on the outside. dodging and daggling his way over there, and he's going to be run out of bounds around the Gaffney 38-yard line. Nice gain on the play, close to getting 9 yards. And it'll be second down and short for the Rock Hill Bearcats, 2 yards to go.
Really decent run and play call by the Bearcats there. Just a sweep right, bringing all kinds of men and blockers along with him.
Gaither again, he's loose at the 40, 35, cuts it back there and dives close to the 30-yard line. He's at the 31, but that's a first down for the Rock Hill Bearcats, and it stops the clock as they'll move the chains.
Quick delay draw play there by the Bearcats. That's what you got to do to combat this blitz coming on, this run blitz by the Gaffney Indians.
Twins to either side. Antonio Barber's got single coverage, and that's where they're going to go. There's Barber going up for the jump ball, going to be incomplete in the end zone as the defensive back for Gaffney was able to get deep faster than Barber was, and Barber had to go on defense and knock the ball away.
And that was Ray Johnson on the coverage for Gaffney. He's one of the only Gaffney Indians without an interception this year. So kind of an odd man to match up on Antonio Barber, the fleet receiver for the Bearcats.
Second down at 10, ball at the Gaffney 31-yard line. Hayden Jackson calls, now freezes, looks to the far sideline, gets the play. Gaither in the backfield, back to throw. Jackson going to get some pressure, gets it to Gaither. He's got it at the 30, cuts it back, and then his tackle from behind at about the 25-yard line. But not before Gaither picked up about 7 yards, third down and 3 for the Rock Hill Bearcats.
A design screenplay, and great job by Caleb Floyd, the junior offensive lineman, getting out in front and making a huge block on a linebacker, springing Gaither free.
Bearcats will send 5 wideouts now, 3 to the near side, 2 to the far side. Hayden Jackson, back to throw, going to keep it. He's loose. He's at the 20. Slides away from a tackler at the 15 and then spins down at about the 13-yard line. But Rock Hill's got another first down, and we've got a Gaffney Indian down at about the 27-yard line. So stop the clock and reset the chains, and we'll take timeout. 4:50 to go in the ballgame. Gaffney 21, Rock Hill nothing on the OTS Sports Network.
From Beaver Chiropractic, here's Dr. Ruben Orr.
You know, medication is a great short term to alleviate inflammation and pain, but you really need to get in there deep and correct, you know, the cause of the problem. And you know, we can correct that, and then usually the pain goes away.
Call Dr. Ruben Orr, 366-9482.
Zylan Hollis was the injured Gaffney Indian. He's up and walking off on his own power, apparently just got a little stinger. But Rock Hill has a first and 10 at the Gaffney 12-yard line. Bearcats in Gaffney territory earlier in the first half, but unable to come up with anything. This Gaffney defense is so fast laterally from side to side. They are a really good defensive unit.
And they've studied film, too. They know exactly where each play is going.
Walker in motion back to the near side, coming off the edge. Here goes Nari Gaither, cuts it back at the 5, and he dives into the end zone. The official not going to give him the touchdown.
Yeah.
Yep, they're going to say he was down just at the 1.
Eerily similar to a play that Gaffney scored a touchdown on earlier where their receiver caught the ball at about the 2-yard line, went down to his knees and slid into the end zone. Same thing on that play happened to Gaither. They called it for Gaffney, didn't call it for Rock Hill.
Two tight ends in the game now. They'll give it to Gaither. Gaither into the end zone. Touchdown, Rock Hill Bearcats. As Rock Hill gets on the board with 4:15 to go in the ball game. Nari Gaither in from 2 yards out.
Great job up front by the Bearcats offensive line. Tyreek Banks, Carson Murray, Caleb Floyd, Devin Rice, Alton Johnson, and Tanner Galbraith just putting their big rear ends together and making a wedge there for getting Ari Gaither into the end zone.
Talk about Taven Jackson, Robbie Hoots, the two tight ends. They came in and blocked well. Ethan Dutton on for the extra point. It's up. It's good. Rock Hill, 7. Gaffney, 21. 4:15 to go in the ballgame. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in just a moment on the OTS Sports Network.
Hey, Rock Hill, we're James River Equipment, your local John Deere dealership. We're here and we're dedicated to supporting you with customer service you won't find anywhere else. We have a full line of John Deere equipment from residential to large ag and everything in between. Plus, we offer free delivery on compact utility tractors and a 10-year warranty with yearly service. Come find us at 380 North Anderson Road, just 1 mile north of York Tech. Request a quote today at jamesriverequipment.com.
Farmers Exchange makes shopping easy. Chainsaws, leaf blowers, edgers, trimmers, and weed whackers, plus garden hose and rakes, even your Christmas cactus. Give them a gift they can use. Shop Farmers Exchange, 322 South Cherry Road.
Rock Hill Bearcats get on the board. 4:15 to go in the ballgame. They trail Gaffney 21-7. Bearcats lining up for an onside kick. Colin Musick set to put it into play. Gaffney prepared for it. They've got all the good hands people up front. And Musick's kick going to go right to Quez Smith. And Quez Smith going to field it just like a shortstop at the midfield stripe. And Gaffney will have it first and 10.
I think Tanner Musick was hoping to get a little bit more of a bounce on that football, maybe give some of his guys a better chance to field that onside kick. There were six Bearcats lined up on that side of the field and three Gaffney Indians, but he just kicked it, like you said, just like a ground ball to a shortstop, and the receiver for the Indians was able to take a knee and just haul that rolling ball right in for the possession.
Sometimes I think you don't want to try to kick it like a line drive in somebody's head, almost. Andre Lindsay out of the shotgun. Three wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. Now Lindsay going to step up, audible to play. Set, claps his hands, got the ball, can't handle it. Now all of a sudden he's got it, and Lindsay going to be dropped back at about the 48-yard line. And I worked with a guy named Paul Lindsay who played at Northwestern High School as a defensive back, and I called him today. His family's originally from Gaffney, and I said, you related to Andre Lindsay? And he said no, I don't think I'm related to her. But Paul was part of that Northwestern team that won the state championship against Gaffney 2-0 at Clemson
back in 93.
Yep, sure was. Three wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. Ball on the near side hash. Andre Lindsay, not related to Paul Lindsay, takes the snap and then hands it off to Johnson, and Johnson is upended immediately at about the 46-yard line. Loss on the play. Third down and 13 for the Gaffney Indians. 3:25 left to go in the ballgame.
And that tackle was made, brought to you by the North-South Selection, Mr. Everything, the senior for this Bearcat football team, the heart and soul, Nari Gaither. Excellent job for this young man. He does not want his season to end.
Nope. He doesn't quit. His motor keeps running all the time. I hope somebody finds a good home for him at the next level, because he can certainly play there. Andre Lindsay back to throw. Got a lot of room. Got a man wide open in the middle of the field. Caught at about the Bearcat 28-yard line and then cracked down at the 25-yard line. Number 16 on the tackle that time, Nigel Smar. And Gaffney has a first and 10 at the Bearcat 25.
I'll tell you, Gaffney's just finding that soft spot right in this soft zone defense put on by the Rock Hill defensive backs here. They're going right over the middle there in a slant route from the outside receiver position, and that's open all day, and it has been all night for the Gaffney Indians.
2:40 to go in the ball game. Clock running. Andre Lindsay out of the shotgun. Kirby in the backfield with him. Wide outs to either side. Hands it off to Kirby. Jitterbugs to the outside, and he's going to be cracked down at around the 24-yard line. Nice tackle that time again on the outside by Rock Hill. I think it was number 26, number 23 combining for that one.
Nick Irvin and Nari Gaither. Again, just teaming up the two seniors. And what else can you say about these two seniors? Motors that won't quit. I mean, when they were freshmen, they were playing on this team. They were 2-9. Look what they've accomplished this year. They made it the second round of the playoffs. City champions, Region 3 5A champions. They stuck with the program, they stuck with the process and their coach. Just an outstanding job by all these seniors on the Rock Hill team.
Ball on the far side, hash twins to either side. Now they're going to hand it off to Kirby again. He dodges his way into the middle of the pile. Flag comes in late. More than likely going to get a hold against the Gaffney Indians because that was thrown by the referee from the back side there. We'll have to wait till they unpile it. But exactly to what you were saying, Matt, I think you could, you know, say this is the rock that Coach Pittman is hoping to build his program on, is these young men that'll be graduating this year and this junior class as well, because Rock Hill has like 9 or 8 guys coming back on defense on a defensive team where they're only losing like 3 seniors. So
right.
this team is His team is junior laden this year, and they've got some pretty good ones coming back. And on the offensive side, they're going to have some skilled people to replace Gaither, Noah Thompson, and Hayden Jackson. But it is a holding call against the Gaffney Indians. Move the ball back to the Bearcat 34-yard line.
But just so admirable that these kids stuck with the program. They stuck with football and their coach, and they saw it through, and they got a lot of – they accomplished a lot this season.
Sure did. Twins to either side now. Ball in the middle of the field. Gaffney moving left to right towards the end zone at Constitution Boulevard. 1:41 to go in the ball game. Gaffney on top 21-7. Andre Lindsay, the quarterback. Kirby, the tailback. They'll hand it. Nope. Lindsay going to keep it on the outside, and he's going to dance around and finally be tackled down in back in the backfield once again behind the line of scrimmage at around the 38-yard line.
Like Darice McMullen again, one of the juniors coming back, one of the bright spots on this defensive line. He has certainly made his presence known here in this game.
Timeout on the field. We'll take time with him. 1:30 to go in the ball game. Gaffney 21, Rock Hill 7 on the OTS Sports Network.
Drive down your monthly payments with a Family Trust auto loan.
I'm Alton Hyatt III. When it comes to residential and land purchases here in Rock Hill, my dad's a pretty smart guy. He's also very good at preparing wills, home equity, and estate planning.
Call the Alton Hyatt Law Firm at 328-1851.
Winter is on its way. Will your pool be ready? Stop by Imperial Pools and stock up on premium winterizing products and kits from BioGuard to properly close your pool and avoid any nasty surprises next spring. Visit Imperial Pools and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, also in Lake Wylie.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
1 minute, 30 seconds left in the Rock Hill Bearcats 2018 season. The Gaffney Indians have a third down and 22. At the Bearcat 36, timeout by Coach Pittman to try to get his offense back on the field and maybe get another score on the board. Gaffney is trying to run out the clock here.
In a minute, 30 seconds. I mean, stranger things have happened.
Right.
Only down two scores here. Rock Hill still got life, especially with it being third and 22 now for the Indians.
A good crowd here. I want to say congratulations to all the Bearcat fans, the Bearcat backers. These folks have shown up every week where the Bearcats were home or away. First game of the season at Sumter. And a good crowd of Bearcats went down there and saw Rock Hill very nearly come away with a victory over the Sumter Gamecocks, who are still alive pretty much in the playoffs. Wide receivers to either side, man in motion away from us. Lindsay going to ride it off to Kirby. Kirby jittering around through the line of scrimmage, still on his feet, and finally cracked to the ground at about the 26-yard line.
Yeah,
well
back,
short of the first down.
Back close to the original line of scrimmage, it looks like, before all the penalties. So it looks like Rock Hill's going to use another timeout, Gene.
And we'll take time with them. 1:21 to go in this one. Gaffney 21, Rock Hill 7 on the OTS Sports Network.
From Beaver Chiropractic, here's Dr. Ruben Orr.
You know, medication is a great short term to alleviate inflammation and pain, but you really need to get in there deep and correct, you know, the cause of the problem. You know, we can correct that, and then usually the pain goes away.
Call Dr. Ruben Orr, 366-9482.
Get energy-efficient comfort and peace-of-mind protection. The Tempstar No Hassle Replacement Limited Warranty offers unit replacement protection at no extra cost.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. Now is the time to replace your old, worn-out heating and air unit. Call 327-7100.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Mike Smith and Molly Augenstein.
Working out at the Y after having surgery was very rewarding.
A great place for healthy living, for youth development, and social responsibility.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
Gaffney Indians with a fourth down and 11 at the Bearcat 26-yard line. 1:21 to go in the ballgame. Gaffney on top 21-7. Rock Hill needs to stop here to get the ball back and then try to get some points on the board very quickly.
Yes, they do. And if you're Gaffney, you're going to want to keep the ball on the ground because Rock Hill has expired all of its timeouts. So with 1:21 left on the clock, you're going to try to milk as much time as possible and end this thing.
Lindsey back to throw, going to run away from a lot of Bearcats. He's going to cock his arm, fire at the last minute. Now he throws that incomplete, and they're going to be grounding against Lindsey.
Well, it's fourth down already, so you can't lose a down if you're Gaffney. So it's only going to be yardage.
Well, Rock Hill will decline the penalty more than likely and take the ball back, wouldn't you think?
Well, even if they accepted the penalty, they'd still turn the ball over on downs
because
the loss of down.
Yep. Officials will have to sort this out, and while they do, we'll let you know tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Beaver Chiropractic and Spinal Rehab. See Dr. Ruben Orr, he's Rock Hill's favorite pain reliever, as well as Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax and discover the Founders difference at foundersfcu.com, as well as Alton Hyatt Law Firm of Rock Hill. Counsel with a person you know and trust. And the James River Equipment Company, your local hometown John Deere dealer on Anderson Road in Rock Hill. And, of course, Hospitality Heating and Air Conditioning of Rock Hill, the most comfortable call you can make. Call Gene Lucas. He'll take good care of you. Your Upper Palmetto YMCA with 14 convenient locations in York, Chester, and Lancaster counties, all proud sponsors of the Rock Hill Bearcats this year. And we appreciate your sponsorship.
Absolutely.
Can't get this done without those fine folks. And, they make it happen year after year. Right here on the OTS Sports Network. Rock Hill Bearcats first and 10. Ball will be at their own 44-yard line. They trail 21-7, 1:15 to go in the ball game. Rock Hill will send the fun bunch to the far side of the field. Lone wide out to the near side is Barber. Back to throw. They're going to find Barber at the 45-yard line of the Gaffney Indians. He goes immediately out of bounds, stops the clock, 1:11 to go.
I think
first and 10 for the Rock Hill Bearcats.
I think that's going to be Barber's first catch on the night. But great job getting the ball, reeling it in, and getting out of bounds to stop the clock.
Good play call. Twins to the either side of the field now. Ball on the near side hash. Jackson back to throw. Cox's arm fires back to Gaither at the 40. Got it at the 35. Going to the sideline and going to be run out of bounds around the 28-yard line of the Gaffney Indians. Nari Gaither giving Rock Hill another first down.
Saying all of a sudden, the Bearcats have got a little something cooking here with a minute 3 left to go.
And we'll see what's going to happen. Looks like timeout. We'll take timeout with them. 1:03 to go in the ballgame. Gaffney 21, Rock Hill 7 on the OTS Sports Network.
You're in your car, waiting at a light, and suddenly you hear... You've been rear-ended, and what you do about it in the next few hours and days could affect your future health forever. See Dr. Ruben Orr at Rock Hill's favorite pain reliever, Beaver Chiropractic and Spinal Rehab, India Hook Road.
In football, the most exciting plays are the ones that no one sees coming. And when it comes to refreshment off the field, trying an ice-cold Coca-Cola always scores big. Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game-changer of your own.
Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Farmers Exchange makes shopping easy. Chainsaws, leaf blowers, edgers, trimmers, and weed whackers, plus garden hose and rakes, even your Christmas cactus. Give them a gift they can use. Shop Farmers Exchange, 322 South Cherry Road.
Rock Hill Bearcats with a first and 10 at the Gaffney 28-yard line. They trail 21-7. Rock Hill trying to score very quickly here. They'll go back to the bunch formation. Four wide outs to the far side of the field. Lone wide out to the near side. Number 11, Antonio Barber. Put a man in motion now right back to the near sideline. Back to throw Jackson, going to go across the middle. Got a man wide open out there. Incomplete. He was looking for Gaither, and Gaither could not reel it in inside in the end zone.
Just a little bit too much air under that pass by Hayden Jackson. It allowed some of the Gaffney defenders to catch up to the pass there and get in the way of that ball on its way to Gnari Gaither's hands. That would have been a sure touchdown, Gene.
Sure would have been. 57 seconds left in the ball game and probably the Bearcats season as Hayden Jackson will go back to the same formation, back to throw, pressure off the edge. He's going to have to reverse his field. Going to look downfield, got Barber in the end zone. Barber goes up, batted away by the Gaffney Indians. Incomplete. It'll be third down at 10 for the Rock Hill Bearcats.
Okay, just a good spiral thrown by Hayden Jackson. Way to elude pressure back there. Just did a little bootleg move out to his left side and fired that ball, hopefully, where only Jackson could, or only Barber could reel that thing in. But two Gaffney defenders closed on him and broke that play up in the end zone.
Twins to either side. Gaither stays in the backfield. Third down and 10. Hayden Jackson back to throw. Pressure off the outside. Going to get it to Gaither. Gaither's got it at the 25. Breaks a tackle at the 22-yard line and down to the 20-yard line. So it'll be fourth down and short for the Rock Hill Bearcats. About a yard and a half for the first. From Rock Hill quickly over the ball. Hayden Jackson out of the shotgun. Back to throw. Going for Barber. Barber's out there. Makes a catch. No. Incomplete. Thought he had it in his hands at about the one, but it's incomplete, and Rock Hill will turn the ball over on downs. As that was fourth down and a half a yard.
And it's all over but the shooting match now, Gene. It's a 23.2 seconds left on the clock, and hats off to this Rock Hill team, the coaching staff, their fans, cheerleaders, band, everybody involved in this program. They really did a great job. Well, tonight's Heating and Air Defensive Player of the Game for the Rock Hill Bearcats is Darice McMullen. He was selected for several tackles for a loss and harassing the Gaffney quarterback all night long. To commemorate tonight's performance, Darice receives a T-shirt and personalized engraved plaque. Our congratulations to Darice McMullen, tonight's Hospitality Heating and Air Defensive Player of the Game for the Rock Hill Bearcats.
And tonight's Rock Hill Coca-Cola Offensive Player of the Game for the Rock Hill Bearcats, Nari Gaither. He was selected for tough running, a one-yard touchdown, and just senior leadership all year long, playing the Iron Man, going both ways. And to commemorate tonight's performance, Nairi receives a Coca-Cola cap, a T-shirt, and a personalized engraved plaque. Our congratulations to Nairi Gaither, tonight's Rock Hill Coca-Cola Offensive Player of the Game for the Rock Hill Bearcats. And that will do it. Rock Hill goes down in the second round of the playoffs to the Gaffney Indians, 21-7. You've been listening to Rock Hill High School Football Playoffs right here. WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of the OTS Sports Network. Tonight's technical producer, our halftime host, was Stephen Stone. Our studio engineer was
Emily Garcia and Collins Janice.
Yeah, I was going to get them both in there. Two great, great ones. Take good care of us a lot on Friday nights. For a complete listing of next week's Round 3 playoff pairings and broadcast times, listen to tonight's broadcast of the End Zone or go to WRHI.com to see where you can hear your favorite team. This is Gene Knight, and on behalf of my on-air partner,
Matt Hires,
we thank you for making our broadcast a part of your Friday night. Once again, the final score, Gaffney 21, Rock Hill 7. Good night, everybody. Have a safe weekend.